everyone, and welcome to episode 200 of Podtacular. We made it 200 episodes. Woo-hoo! How about them, guys? I am your host, Dust Storm, and we have here tonight our other regular guest who does Around the Ring, Lancelot.
Hello, it's me. I'm back with a new headset.
Yay, new headset. Always preferable.
Yeah, it's wireless, too, so I can bother you guys from any room in my house.
We also have And we have two of our old guest hosts back. We have Fumo Jive, which many of you know. Welcome, Fumo.
What's up?
What, who's this guy? Fumo Jive? Never heard of him.
Right. I'm sure you haven't.
And we have Christmas past.
Maybe not that distant, but we'll see who all knows you and who not. And then we have a person that some of you may or may not know, some of the older guys will know him, by the name of Spellcheck or Splee Cheeks or whatever rendition of his name you prefer.
I personally prefer Splee Cheeks. It's the funnest one.
Fair enough. We also have another regular who is comes on as a good replacement for us on a regular basis, Chucky J.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
And we have our old website administrator, Captain Crunk.
Yeah.
Welcome, one and all, to episode 200. I'm glad you guys could make it. Thanks to all the people who are listening in to us on livestream.com/podtacular. Say hi, guys. And we know there's a 5-second delay, so.
Hi, chat room.
Yeah, then they all just all of a sudden they just flood in.
Yeah.
5 seconds later, the bunch of highs.
Yeah.
So this is episode 200, and we were going to try to have Major Nelson on, but he never got back to us to make it. So, unfortunately, we do not have him on this time, but we're going to try to get him on at a later date. So,
nice. Wasn't
that the eighth episode that we got him on, Fumo? Oh, man. We had been doing, what, 7 episodes, and we got Major Nelson to come on and talk about the Xbox 360. That was so cool.
It's so funny if you listen to that episode. It was actually pretty terrible.
It was awful.
Like, the part
that
the Major
we were doing.
Yeah, the part of the Major on, he was kind of like, dude, these guys kind of suck.
Maybe that's why he's afraid to come back.
Yeah.
One more
to clean their act for 4 years.
One more probably kind of like, well, I kind of got to rearrange my sock drawer that day.
Okay. Well, before we get too far, we have one more person that we didn't introduce.
You do?
Just got on.
Hi.
Yeah, it's you, Lewis. Hi there.
Hi there. Sorry.
Turn up your volume, dude. We need more volume.
We need
turn it to 11.
11.
Crank it to 11. We need more G. Lewis, not
Lewis. 9,000.
You usually have to turn it down before we record, not up.
Well,
this time, buddy.
You're loud enough so your grandma watching TV can hear you.
She's actually interrupting right now, so I can't.
Okay, Lance, that, no.
What sound effect?
You can add your own
sound effect.
Are you using hot recorder for that?
What is this, an episode of Friends or something?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
just a smidge.
Turn up your mic a little bit. That would be nice. Can you do a little more?
Maybe to save it. I don't know. Maybe I didn't save it.
A little more? Yeah, you have to save it. We've had this problem before.
I did it in Skype. I didn't do it in my...
That's better.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yay.
Is it password? Are we recording right now? Can we, like, reintroduce myself?
That was your introduction.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're live on the internet.
Spellcheck sounds like a
I shouldn't say that on air.
I sound like a man.
an adult male person.
I was gonna insinuate something dropping. I'm just kidding. I'm really just kidding.
Oh. Yeah, they're touching the floor now. That's how deep I got.
He sounds like Dr. Tom. You know, Dr. Tom, he was like, he sounded like he was 30 years old, but he's only like 13 or something. I was like, what the F? Anyway, well, welcome. Enough of fail from me. The boat has left.
And then, Julius, go ahead and open the whiteboard. I just sent you the link.
Yeah, my computer's still... I mean, I literally just turned it on, so...
Okay, well, when you get the chance, it's in the chat.
Yeah, Gene Nubis is here, says Uzumaki.
Gene Nubis. Oh, hi.
Can they hear us? Oh, did we figure it out? Awesome.
We are live.
Okay, I already knew that.
Hence why there's a podcast if they're live. Person
and no Fumo Drive, it does not get edited later. At least I don't think.
Oh, I thought that was GVB. I that was the hizzle in the hizzle.
We've
been keeping the people waiting long enough. I think we need to start the show now. Like,
we did.
I don't know.
It was supposed to start an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, shit.
Let's
go on.
That's how behind the
schedule
we are.
Shows. This is worse than Friday Night Gaming. it's a live podcast that they Bobby Blackburn or Black Wolf. I think Fumo knows who he is. You met him at your the Halo 3 launch. He lives in my city and he does Friday Night Gaming, which is a live podcast, and it's always just full of fail for a long time.
Wow, man. Bobby Blackburn will be getting back to you, I am sure.
Especially if he's listening to this.
Yep.
Live. He'll probably call you on
I would assume that they would run into some of the same problems that we do, too, you know. He's been doing it a lot longer than me and live, so I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
Nobody's been doing it longer than us.
We've been doing it for one day. It's pretty long.
Oh, you mean live?
Yes.
I gotcha.
Like usually when we usually record for like 5 hours and the episode's only an hour long. Especially that
I kind of like how this one
I don't know how long we recorded on that episode. That took like a day, it seemed like.
The golden days of Podtacular, we would sit down and record three episodes at once.
But you remember, do you guys remember the one
that it was
day? Holy crap, we did that forever. Or was it always like that, like every day?
Yeah, and you got like a 32-ounce cup to like pee in while you're going. There's no pee breaks, man. It is a marathon session.
Why can't I?
There was that one time that Fumo was reading something, and I got up to get crackers. And Fumo was like, Spencer, where'd you go? And I'm like, oh, sorry, I went to go get some crackers. And I don't think I edited that out because I thought it was funny.
Well, the great thing about my new headset is that I can go get crackers or do whatever. In fact, I just actually went downstairs and got a drink, and I didn't even have to take off my headset. I was listening to you guys the whole time.
Is the password P0D?
Hey, don't give away the password.
It's a capital C-O-D.
Okay, I'm trying to see if it's a zero because I can't get into it.
Yes, it's a zero.
Okay, sorry.
We will not let out the secrets of Podtacular.
No, Nelson, I will not stop bragging. My headset is just way too awesome to not brag about it.
I think Spellcheck has us beat.
Huh? So, I'm guessing right now I'm reading the show notes, and it says for me to introduce myself independently. No. Does that mean I can just start talking randomly when you guys are talking? So I remember back in episode 8 when I joined, it was a cold day.
It was a dark, stormy night.
I could see food.
And out of the mist came.
The wind was howling through the trees.
The window was howling through the trees.
Yes, exactly.
It's a nightmare that has Microsoft in it.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
I've heard that one before, John Sullivan. Thank you. That's a good one.
Well,
oh, sorry, as well. I was supposed to shout out to you, and I did not. He sent me something like 10 minutes ago, and I just...
He's asking for shout-outs from a lot of people.
Shout-out to our ads on the show. He's pretty awesome, but not as awesome as Dustin, but he's still pretty awesome.
Aw.
Well, Adswell's listening with his girlfriend, so we got to shout-out Adswell's girlfriend, too.
Adswell's girlfriend, don't forget to call. You know, you know the number. And remember to tell Adswell that next time he records, turn his mic up, because you guys know.
Yeah. He was a little quiet back during recording.
Marky says, what happened to the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
The one I'm doing right now?
I thought we were booking for Dallas right now. Oh, that's what 4-year anniversary means.
Oh. Yes, July 2005. You may or may not remember that day when you found Podmacular.
No, actually, I do, because I think I was looking. I just got an iPod, and it was on Bungie, as I remember. It was like Major Nelson, I think, episode or something. It was on Bungie. It was the first one I was ever on Bungie, and then it was just a Bungie group, and I remember I joined that, and I started listening all the time, because we didn't have a forum, or they didn't have a forum, or Podtacular didn't have yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, we're going to go ahead and catch up with some of the older people that haven't been on as recently as some others, starting with Spellcheck or Splee Cheeks.
Splee Cheeks.
If he wants to be called Splee Cheeks, we'll call him Splee Cheeks.
That's the name.
Guest host, my favorite.
So, Splee Cheeks, tell us a little bit about yourself for people who don't know. When you came into Podtacular, what you did around the community, and then what happened when you left, and then
the stuff he did, that would take a whole episode.
Well, every time we've had a reunion show kind of like this, I've told it many times, but...
Oh, you can keep it short and simple.
No, this is my favorite anecdote. When podcasting had just kind of started, this is in the summer of 2005, there were a lot of people doing podcasts that really didn't know how, and one of them... It's been a drive. We started podcasting.
Oh, no!
There was two Halo podcasts. There was Podtacular, and there was Halo 2 Talk.
I thought there was Drop Shock, too. Wasn't Drop Shock around?
That was later on.
Okay.
I sent Fumo an email. But I left him a comment on Blogspot telling him how bad he sucked. then a week later, I go back to the site, and he's like, looking for a co-host. And I emailed him, like, yeah, I want to be a co-host. Like, I changed my mind. Kind of didn't
talk. I remember reading that thread a long time ago.
So we had to be like, no, I was just joking. Hard. I didn't really mean you, like, were bad or saying. I was just,
okay.
Hey, does the Podtacular
radio? Yeah, and that's how it became a
co-host. Somewhere?
You can.
So if somebody shut it off.
There's some website that like archives old websites.
It's Wayback Web Machine.
Right. Archive.org.
No, it's the Wayback Web Machine.
Which is part of Archive.org.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Good job, Phil.
Are you trying to say that the old website might be still up there somewhere?
Yeah, you can find it on the archive.org.
Nice.
On the archive.
Blogspot.com, and I'm seeing what it was going to bring up.
I'm betting someone's going to go post the link here in a few minutes.
Oh, jeez, I just found it. Hold on, wait. I'm gonna post it in the chat. Hold on, wait. God, come on. Oh, that's the wrong chat. There you go. Check it out if you guys have not seen it.
I posted it in the live stream chat for all our.
I clicked it and I didn't get anything.
Yeah, so blog not found.
Not in archive.
What? It says blog not found.
It works for me.
There it is.
You have to copy the tags and paste it in.
Wow. That's old. There's still the Frapper map.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Frapper map. And the Gmail thing where we were begging for votes on Podcast Alley. We had the poll going of whether or not it was going to be three shows a week or not.
Let's see what the results for that were. Oh, okay, 55.5% said one long show, and 44.5% wanted three shows a week.
And what did you end up doing?
712 people voting.
That's a lot of votes.
I mean, well, you guys were popular at one time.
Nice, this is awesome.
My staff thing is still on there under the clans.
We're kind of like Spellcheck and I are kind of like those guys that show up in Vegas that like nobody knows of. They're like, and now welcome Joe Schlebonick. He's like, hey ladies and gents, you might remember me from Jumping the Shark 3, that great film. They're like, yeah, who the heck is this guy?
Sinatra's brother.
But I guess I left the show in the beginning of 2006. That was about episode 46, 47. The reason I left the show was I was just kind of like I wasn't having as much free time as I thought I did. And the last time I was on, I told the truth. And when I started dating, this girl, and she told me to stop.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
that burned.
You were whipped, man.
Yeah, I'm going to jump over there like
this whole time. That was it. You were whipped.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you know this? I couldn't believe you revealed that. What was
I did not know that.
100?
I told you last time. I told you like at episode 150.
Yeah, last show we were all on that he revealed that. And we all went, oh, you got to be kidding me.
So are you trying to say that you're going to come back and you're.
Was this the Podtacular Farewell 157, 158 thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
There's some people in the chat that are saying Electric Pony Show. What that was that like, I think like 3 months after I quit, I had an idea to do a podcast with my buddies. And that was a good one. It was one episode. It was terrible.
I remember that
was so awful. Yeah. No, my buddies couldn't. They're like, it involved the three of us being in the same spot at the same time, which was impossible almost. So
a lot of man sweat.
Well, that and they really don't talk. I don't talk to either one of those guys anymore. One of them is like smokes pot all day and works at Target, and the other one is a worker.
Target.
What the heck?
Hey. He's calling his friends like, yo, what's up, man? You want to go chill at Target?
He does. No, that was his Facebook status one day. He's like chilling at the Target today.
You know you're a low budget when?
That's my spot, dude. I own Target, man. I'm the king of Target.
So
but you know, man, like, why are you on my turf, man?
Yo, man.
So that was my junior year of high school. After that, I really didn't do much. Just kind of some like personal projects and stuff. And I took a video editing class, and I don't know. I still have like some of my projects up on my website, which is codybrum.org. I have .com, which is more like a business card, but there's codybrum.com, codybrum.org, 1111.org, and I hope your ears bleed .com are the. Oh, the four websites I own.
Hope your ears bleed.
No, yeah, I hope your ears bleed is a collaboration site between me and one of my really good buddies. We do music reviews, so I update that weekly. I do a remix column, so that's probably the one thing I'm actually still doing right now.
That's
me. .gov. If I could register .gov, I totally would. That'd be so funny.
Is your spell checking officially done by the government?
Have like a secretary and everything?
Not yet. So apparently I found out though that you can buy a virtual secretary from India. Like no joke. Like someone will like call you and be like, "Did you complete your task today, sir?" And like I'm not even kidding. You can outsource your secretary.
Yep.
That's
you can outsource really anything, quite literally.
I think the word is hire. I don't know.
that just seems wrong.
Yeah.
If you're giving them like enough money to buy half a corn dog per week, I don't think it counts as hiring.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Right. Yep. So that's me. So we can move on to somebody else now. I'm boring.
Okay.
I'm in school now. I'm at college. I just moved to college. So
I was paying attention. Who's gone so far?
Just me.
Seriously? Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on to Captain Crunk, since he's been away for some time.
Yeah, for a little bit, huh?
For a little bit.
Yeah. I'm still around, though.
He comes and drops by the forums every once in a while.
Yeah, come check you guys out. I'm still around. Yeah, I'm busy these days, doing a lot of work. For a while there, I wasn't busy. That's right. Why we had to change the site up. But you guys are doing good with it. I see it's still rolling, still doing all right.
And we're hanging in there.
Yeah.
So what's this pop thing?
That's my new little pet project. Me and some guys, you know, I don't know if anybody knows, maybe some of you know, that, you know, I used to work for an entertainment magazine. And that got shut down by some some shady business practices. Not on my part.
Bye.
But anyway, so...
What kind of shady business practices?
They didn't want to give us
money. We're in the mob.
Magazine mob.
Yeah, mob magazine. This week in Mob Magazine, we properly learned how to bust somebody's kneecaps.
We're going to call it Mobazine. Anyway, so we decided to start up a little project of our own. It's kind of like a web-based magazine. It covers entertainment and stuff like that. Soda Pop Journal, that's kind of the fun little name we came up with it. We came up for. And it's doing all right. We're trying to, you know, get some connections and get some content up there. That's always fun.
Maybe you can ask the mob.
Yeah, so...
connections.
What? Why am I in the mob now?
Shady business practices equals mob.
Yeah, it wasn't me, though.
Oh, you said that now.
That's why I was out of a job.
Maybe they weren't covered up with anything else.
Yeah. But that's our project. Check us out if you're into that kind of stuff. We talk mostly about movies and maybe some music, TV stuff. But I'm still into games. Still play a little bit of a very little bit of Halo right now. But
fair enough.
Mostly. Yeah. I kind of got burnt out for a little while, you know? It was, years we were really into it, heavy, you know? And had to switch it up a little bit. But I still play every once in a while. I may catch some of you guys online. If I don't respond, it may not be me. Like at the moment, I'm not playing Scrabble.
Ah. Very nice. You used to maintain the website for Podtacular.
Yeah, that's it. I got in touch with Fumo, I think, after like episode three or four, and I said, hey, you know, let me help you out with your site if you need some help, because I could tell that, you know, he was just getting started, and it looked like it was going to be a fun project or something fun to work on, and
if I can cut in real quick.
Yeah.
I was kind of, I was like, I don't know how well this is going to go, because I'm like, Fumo, aren't you a web designer?
Yeah, but I mean, I need his help because I can't do everything, so.
Okay, so I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't know how Fumo is going to take it. I was like, hey, I'm a web designer, and you know, your site sucks.
That's not even
talking about it, man.
I you know, I put it together in the time that I had, so I mean, yeah, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting the ego over it or anything, or getting offended by it or anything. I was like,
yeah. I was never sure. I was like, I want to hear him handle this.
Even in my original email, I even said, you know, it's like, hey, I know you're kind of web designer, so I don't want to, you know, step on any toes or you know, invade or whatever. But, you know, he said it was cool. So.
Nice.
That's where it took off from there.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was all right. We tried.
No, it was very good. Very good.
It was very nice. Well, I wasn't even back there at the time. I came in around, actually, right after Spellcheck left is when I came in.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So I got to download all the episodes and listen to the bliss that is Bleak Cheeks.
Now, Lil Kook says in the chat that Krunk, when I first got on PodTac, I was scared of your clown avatar.
You remember that?
Apparently it made quite an impression.
I was freaking everybody out, so I had to change that. I came up with my
own freaky.
Captain Clown of the SS Funboat.
Well, Lewis, since you're being quiet over here, though, you've been part of PodTac since quite near the very beginning, so what are your memories from back then? Or are you even online anymore?
Oh, no. We lost
him. Probably go do something for his grandma or go watching TV again.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know, I got a question real quick while we're looking for Gregory. Hey, Chucky, how are you liking doing the voicemails? How's that working out for you?
Oh, yeah, because
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah?
I know, I'm kind of getting a feel of what you and Cody went through back in the day.
Who got my quote-unquote drunk dial? Who filtered that one?
Oh,
that was you.
All the voicemails come from me, and I just sent it on to Chucky.
No, but who's the one who had to deal with it?
I did.
and hear it for the first time.
I heard it for the first time, and I told Chucky J, you wouldn't believe who called. He's like, woo-hoo. And I'm like, Spellcheck. And he's like, really? Let me hear it. So I sent it to him. And he's like, are we sure this is Spellcheck? Because he sounds a little drunk.
No. What happened was I called to see if the number still works. I didn't listen to the show anymore. And it worked, and I'm like, oh, crap, what am I going to say? Come on, I'll just pretend I'm drunk.
Well, that was the funny part. You started out sounding sober, and then, like, halfway through, you switched to your drunk voice. Like, what the heck is going on here?
Hey, man, it's in, like, a ton of bricks.
I said, no, that was a conversation.
Well, we definitely enjoyed it.
No, it's interesting. In fact, maybe you two guys can talk about how you went through it, because I found that I have to listen to all of them beforehand because you just never know what somebody's going to say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think Kronk used to start out where he just played them, and then Kronk started to interact with them, and then you added your little background music in with GarageBand.
Yeah. I started doing them, just listening to them first, and then I tried it a couple times, just playing them and just going with it live, and that didn't work.
After the fifth telemarketer in a row, it gets kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I would just stitch them together in Audacity and call it done and be like, all right, when we record the show, let's just make sure we leave a space for it. and then I'd make a note about one of them I didn't want to talk about. I'm like, can you believe blank and blank? You know, they said something crazy. They're like, how about that JVB? You know, he's a funny fella. You know, I would do that. Like, I just put something in the show notes. Like, I'm going to talk about it. So it seems like I just played it on the show, but we just edited it in later.
Yeah.
But the way we do it now, we do the voicemails after the show's been recorded. So it's like Dusty could never respond. Well, yeah. Unless he, it would be hard for him to respond to somebody's voicemail in the show. You know?
Well,
just take a guess.
Well, I usually try to allow for people to send in theirs kind of as late as possible. And then usually when I record the show, I just compile it all together. And then right after the show's done, I send it to you and say, you got 3 days or something like that. So
yeah, I've added background music, which I'm not sure if people like or not. I try to keep it nice and low so you can still, you know, hear people. And then I added, like, basically based on what Crunk did a few times, he had, like, basically a song that came to mind based on one of the voicemails. So he would play part of it, and it would often be a hip-hop song of some kind that came. Wait. Like, right?
I remember. Yeah, who was it that called in with the Christina Aguilera song? Who was that?
Was it Clutch?
Was it Clutch? Yeah, it was.
What Christina Aguilera song was it? Was it like Genie in a Bottle or something?
Oh my gosh, no.
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so.
I remember when Daniel sang when you started the songs.
Actually, speaking of Daniel, we will hear something of his a little later in the show.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that'll come a little later. But yeah.
So I've been adding songs at the end, but I'm running out of songs that are like by people who either definitely don't mind if you use their song or probably wouldn't mind. So
I didn't care.
A lot of people in the chat are saying read your brains.
Yes.
So yes. That is obviously a fan fave.
That's Jonathan Colton singing about two co-workers, one of which has become a zombie and is trying to set up a meeting with his, you know, co-worker so he can eat his brain. Very funny stuff.
Has it been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now? Really wish you were a citizen.
I could play that back
up now. For all of us, when I say I understand.
See, you have to remind me of the zombie song. Or go ahead.
I was just saying, since Cody was reminding me of the words, I could sing along, but I couldn't remember how it started.
All we wanna do is use your brains. We're not unreasonable, and then I'm gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we can compromise. Open up the door. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Another funny zombie song is actually the theme song for Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, yes. If you guys haven't played at least a demo for Plants vs. Zombies, then you need to. But then you might get addicted and buy it for $20. So
I've seen it been played before, and it actually looks like a cool game. So, yeah.
Oh, I've beaten it once, and then you got to go back and beat it twice to get the gold trophy and all that stuff.
Flash game?
No, it's a PC game.
Oh, is it a PC game? Because I saw someone playing as a Flash game. So
maybe something similar, but yes, like people make ripoffs of games like this because they're really simple to do. In Flash.
True.
I mean, I have the song queued up in Steam if you want to listen to it.
There's a zombie.
We'll save that for later, Lance.
He's on the lawn. I know your type. All dark and dead.
So are we going to catch up with Major Nelson right here?
Yeah.
You know.
I should have got that. Who is Major Nelson?
Major Nelson actually wanted to come, but he just...
I took that out of the show notes, so you have an older version, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh. Major Nelson is the Xbox Live program manager, and program manager isn't what it sounds like. He manages pretty much some of the press stuff that goes on with Microsoft and a lot of other things, and he has his own podcast.
I think of him as the public face of Xbox.
Right.
I think of Xbox Live, but I'm not necessarily about Xbox.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with you there.
Public face of Xbox is the Red Ring of Death.
Oh, that's a little too far there, buddy.
Yeah. I wish he could be on, but apparently not.
Well, we'll try to get him on another show.
Yep.
So that's the most we can do at this point. So, yeah. We tried to get him on for 2 weeks, and he kind of gave us mixed signals of whether he was going to be on or not. So, it just didn't turn out pretty good for us at the time. So,
next time
we'll work something out. So, we're going to go ahead and get to our first round of voicemails that people have called in with. So stick around. When we get back, we are going to talk about the Halo universe, where everyone started out with Halo, everyone's best memories of Halo, stuff like that. So stay tuned. And here comes the first round of voicemail.
I hope I'm not too late for this. Just want to say congrats, PodTacker. This is Hype, KFX, whatever the hell you want to call me now, on making it to 200. I'm kind of sorry I couldn't be here. Yeah, I just want to drop in and say congrats. And, yeah, keep it up. Later.
Hey, Particular. This is Fungus Oz. I just wanted to call in for episode 200 to thank all the people who have made Particular what it is today. Fumo Jive, he's done so many good things, and Spellcheck and JVB and all the good hosts. And all the people who are managing the clans, and especially the admins, they do so much work, you would not believe it. Especially Duststorm, I don't think he gets he does get a lot of appreciation, but just to think of all the stuff that from managing the website to editing the show, day in, day out. Chucky J, Captain Crunk, all those cool people, we really couldn't do it without you. We wouldn't have started without you. So I'm just kidding. Thanks, you guys. You've helped out a whole bunch. See ya.
Hello, Particular. It's Rath Nightgross here. I'm calling in for episode 200. I just wanted to give a big shout out to JVB and Fumo for, well, mainly doing the podcast, I guess, but thanks, guys. You've made it awesome for the whole 200 episodes and a few years that you've run this thing.
Okay, so that was the first round of voicemails for you guys. Oh, we'll have some
that was really good, but that one guy...
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one guy.
He's touching, yeah.
What he said touched me.
Yes, inappropriately.
Hey, well, Hype was in there. He was the first one. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that I knew to it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and just talk a little bit about the Halo universe and how we've all come to know Halo and where we all started out with Halo. So starting off with Fumo, since you started the podcast, what was your... Just kind of go into what your first moment of Halo was, and I guess kind of lead up to how you started the podcast, I guess, and just go up to then, and we'll cover that a little later.
Sure. How I got into Halo. Actually, my stepson, Ben, bought an Xbox and got Halo, and I checked it out and was like, this game is pretty awesome. So I ended up playing quite a bit, got my own Xbox and everything, finally. And then got so into it, and especially the multiplayer, that I ended up hosting, these Halo LAN parties. At the time, I was going to school and working at the restaurant. And I would, post these, hand-drawn little flyers on the wall in the restaurant, like, hey, little party, come join us. There will be beer and girls. So I think like one or two people came for the halo and everybody else came for the beer and girls. So it ended up working out because you know, at one point we had, I think, like 12 people going on four different screens, and it was pretty epic, man. If you guys have ever played with a LAN party with that many people going at once, it's pretty awesome. Like when you get a close call, everybody's like, "Whoa!" It's just like, just the electricity in the room gets like really big. But yeah, I mean, you know, from there, obviously, Halo 2 came out, and I was really charged to get that one. We got it, and I got to the point where I was playing a lot of BTB, Big Team Battle, and was really into that, and hadn't quite like reached my peak yet on the level. And was still thinking I could play competitively at that point, which was kind of naive of me. But, but you know, I was into it, really enjoying it, and was at the same time I was commuting a long ways and thinking I should. I was listening to a lot of podcasts and thinking, you know, I do web design. You know, I can figure out this podcast thing. It's not that complex. So, you know, I should probably do something like this and see how it works out. And I was trying to find a subject for a podcast. You know, kind of went over a couple different ones and ended up kind of focusing on Halo because checking out some of the other ones, nothing was, like, super successful on Halo Podcast, and it was the video game to play. Everybody was it was kind of a great sort of equalizer, so to speak. Everybody that played multiplayer video games was playing Halo, and that was it. So it kind of sucked everybody in. Everybody was into it. So it was a good topic to do, and I figured I would never run out of things to talk about, which is absolutely true and remains true. The more you talk about with Halo, it seems like the more you have to talk about. It's pretty wild. But yeah, I mean, it went from there, and you know, obviously it took off. You guys probably know the rest of the story with Spellcheck, and you know, eventually with JVB, and of course with Captain Kronk joining the team, and it's kind of a long story actually if I were to go through every little thing and person involved and stuff. But you know, that's the thing with Podtacular, like except for like episode one, like every single thing after that was a team effort, and it wasn't just you know, me being like the lead guy by any means. It was a matter of everybody kind of working together to make something special and to make a really cool community and that wanted to, you know, just play together and have be friends and just have a good time, and also just you know, something that we could kind of give back to the Halo community and just help people out. So you know, it's been a really positive thing, and I'm really proud of you know, you guys that have kind of taken the torch and run with it, and you know, put together some of your own and turn it to your own awesome setup. So, great job!
Yay!
Yeah.
There you go. Well, anyone else want to comment on in on their first Halo moments?
My first time playing Halo.
I'll keep going.
My next door neighbor had just purchased an Xbox, and his house smelled really bad. So he's like, "Come play Halo," and we're like, "How about you just bring your Xbox over to our house?" So we did, and we played Halo, and it was awesome.
His house smelled like
it smelled like peanut butter and cigarettes, and like in a bad way, like an abundance.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty bad combination.
It was like someone really likes peanut butter and cigarettes. And I don't know.
It's jelly time.
So we got
to bring it. Resurrect their cigarettes with peanut butter in them.
That'd be the worst. Cigarettes are bad enough, much less add peanut butter to the mix. But we got him
peanut butter and cigarettes.
Ew. Okay, keep going. we got him to bring his Xbox over, and he had two controllers. But they were both that ginormous controller that's like reminiscent of the Dreamcast controller.
Mm,
so, like, my younger brother couldn't play because his hand couldn't really use the controller correctly because it was too small. Because he was a really young man. That's my first experience. Like, my next day, we're bringing the Xbox over. And like, I remember thinking, like,
this is better than a GameCube, like, by far.
Because that's what I was like, do you want an Xbox or do you want a GameCube? GameCube, definitely. And then, like, now I'm like, we're like, we're in.
That's funny.
Oh, splee cheeks.
Yeah, I just remember.
Thank you, duh.
Mario, come on.
Mario's okay. Halo's better. At least in my opinion. But yeah, I remember just playing with friends. Actually, I really didn't get started till Halo 2, but the first Halo game I had was Halo PC, and that was back in 2007. So, it was pretty cool. I really didn't get much into it until I got to college, though. So, it was a little slow going, but whenever I could, our parents didn't let us have game consoles, so I always had to go to a friend's house to play. So, but that's kind of my thing.
I muted it when I left, and I forgot to mute it.
Yeah, we've been trying to talk to you for like 15
minutes. I'm just not myself. I'm sorry, I'm not myself. Tonight's is really a confusing night, so I guess. Don't go on vacation the week before. You gotta do something important. Just don't. It screws everything up.
I didn't even have to film with AVB.
I didn't even get to see Mike, so, I mean, it was so...
Yeah, because he was gone.
He was gone, too.
Oh, you were? Oh, well, that's a perfect week to go to Orlando. It was an awesome trip. It was so pretty sweet.
Dude, I left some macaroni and cheese out on the porch for you, man.
Oh, you did?
Oh. It's probably alive by now.
Was it still there? Somebody else nabbed it. I bet you.
Ate like half the bowl and everything.
I bet you it was the guy who steals watches. Probably came by and stole the macaroni and cheese.
So, G. Lewis, how did you start in Halo?
So this is not Podtacular related. It's just Halo. Right?
Before Podtacular, how did you get into it?
I play a lot of GameCube, like Spellcheck just said. I was actually commenting the whole time he was talking, and I was muted, so people...
That's so awesome.
There was one game that was only on on Nintendo systems, which probably you guys... I don't know if anybody else ever played it. It was called Star Wars Rogue Squadron. It was...
I never played it.
I remember that.
It was a flying game, and it was my favorite. Oh my god! It was the only game I ever played. Like, I played StarCraft, and then I played that game, and then I didn't play any other game until Halo came out. But
yeah, that game was great.
So
I
enjoyed
it. It was dope.
I bought a GameCube, and I did not get an Xbox because of Star Wars Squadron. And of course, I got Mario 64 and the GameCube. What the hell? I got Smash Bros. For the GameCube. I don't even know what else. I only played Star Wars, but one of my good buddies, it was back in elementary school or middle school, one of the two, when I first started playing it. We used to play Xbox Kinect like it was, I don't even know, like, I can't say it because we're a kid show, but you guys can understand what I'm going to say next, but we played football together, and we used to hang out at each other's houses, and we started playing Halo and Xbox Kinect at his house. And I would just get royally owned, left and right, on Xbox Kinect. Like, I was a noob. Like, that was me. I was a noob cake. And that's how I started playing Halo, man. I was addicted.
I can't believe G. Lewis is calling himself, admitting that back in the day he was a nerd.
It was my first person shooter ever. I played Half-Life, the first one, for... the first opening scene, and I was confused. I played Doom a lot, actually, if you were to count that. I played Doom 2 and beat that. But I had all the cheats on, so I don't really want to consider I played it,
I actually have a copy of the original Doom for Windows 95.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool.
Yeah, I can play it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Cheat codes are the best.
So I guess it was my first serious first-person shooter I tried to play, and it was just fun. I never it was nothing else like it. It was, you know, it probably, if it didn't have Xbox Kinect, I probably wouldn't have played it as much. It's probably what made it for me, and that's why I was so glad Halo 2 and Halo 3 had Xbox Live. That's probably why I still play them so much today. But that's how I found Halo. Was I went to my friend's house, and then I ended up buying an Xbox like a week after my first time playing it. I sold my GameCube, my beloved Star Wars game, which I wish I still didn't sell, because I want to play it again, and I haven't, unfortunately. And I heard they're making a new Rogue Squadron, and if they do, I will buy whatever I need to buy to play. I'm sorry, it's just, I've just been waiting to play that for a long time. Like, I will buy a new computer to play StarCraft 2. It's just, it's stupid that people do that thing, but I will buy a new Xbox console if they have a new Halo. I'm sorry, you can call me fanboy, make fun of me, it's why I am.
You're a fanboy.
Jeez. That happens to the best.
I like pepperoni's pizza. You know, if Domino's only did pepperoni pizza, well, I guess I'm only eating at Domino's. You know what I'm saying? But Halo was a new, unique experience playing video games with people, not sitting in a room by myself. I enjoyed it. When you know, that was how I started out in Halo, and then Halo 2, Halo 3. So anyway, that's how I started up.
So I've been a fan for 10 years.
Of Halo?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you what year it was. I just remember it was when Halo 1 originally released.
Well, Halo was originally introduced at Macworld, and back in those days Apple was not nearly as cool as they are now. So they could actually live stream Macworld. The Macworld keynote by Steve Jobs and not get, you know, their servers hammered. So they actually streamed it live, and I saw the first trailer for Halo, the Mac game that was going to come out.
The third-person shooter?
Yeah, it was showing as a third-person shooter, yeah. So
a third-person shooter.
And
they say actually that
I was
they...
like, oh.
What I was reading up on that, what I understand is that when they changed it to a first-person shooter, they kept the controls pretty much the same, and that's why they think it worked out so well. Because, you know, like, first-person shooters on the console never really worked. Even though GoldenEye was cool, it was still auto-aim, more or less. Like, you generally looked in that area, and it would shoot at him,
okay.
I believe, if I was correct. Like, it wasn't, you couldn't shoot to... You couldn't be turned around to the person to hit them. You know what I mean? Like, if you were close, it basically hit them. I could be completely wrong, but that's as far as I understand it. And when I was reading up on it, they made a third-person shooter, and then when they made it to an Xbox, Microsoft bought them and whatnot. They kept the controls as a third-person, and then they made it a first-person because it worked well.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very interesting because really, if it's... At the time, the only two first-person shooters that I understood were good games were Rainbow Six and Ghost Recon. And they didn't really play the same as Halo, but it worked out, and I'm still playing Halo 3, and I will buy Halo Reach and whatever else they
do. Oh, yeah. Well, I had played a little game called Marathon, or actually Marathon 2, and it came with a second program, or actually two separate programs, that were called Anvil and Forge.
Oh,
so
okay.
Forge might sound familiar to you.
Now,
so that was how you would make custom maps in Marathon. And back then, it wasn't a 3D engine. It was 2.5 dimensions. So you would make all these square, basically like, not squares, but like polygons to make a room. And then...
Is Kevin Crocky in here? I haven't heard anything from him. Is he?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
quiet and
look, just to say is that, I mean, my story is pretty much the same as Chucky's here from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So I'll just let him keep talking.
He's putting you on the spot there, Chucky.
Say it for me.
So I actually made a couple custom maps in there. They weren't really anything, you know, good. Like one one of them I was trying to make kind of a Grand Canyon type thing where you'd run around on the different sides of it. And there was a couple caves on the outside and there was water down the bottom and stuff. But then I played Myth and got even more addicted to just the quality of game that Bungie would put out. Myth was a three-dimensional real-time strategy game. It was pretty amazing, especially for the time. Then the announcement of Halo came out, and I just totally freaked out. And I'll just leave it off there.
Okay, we're making this game called Halo.
Yeah.
I remember watching that video. I still have a file of it somewhere, the whole was it trailer or whatever it was.
Nice.
It was an awesome display, you know, at a time when Mac gaming was not, well, still hasn't really turned into anything, but.
Is that what you call an oxymoron? Mac gaming?
Sort of, yeah. But that was something to be excited about.
Mac gaming is like Mac. Photoshop. It's using Photoshop as Mac gaming, and then maybe editing a video.
Well, Halo was going to change all that, and then Microsoft swept in and bought them.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, it was like big Mac fans back then. Totally, like, we thought Bungie sold us out, you know, all that stuff.
And then money is.
Look at the great game that they turned it up with.
Well, for me, I followed the game. As it turned out, I just followed the game wherever it landed, and it was on the Xbox, you know. So
that's how it should be, you know. I mean, me and a guy at work were talking about something like that recently, not too long ago. That, you know, there should be more about the consumer for games, and not about whether it's on the Xbox, the PS3, or if it's on the Wii. It should be more about. If you develop a game for the Xbox, like they did with Ghostbusters, and then they ported it to the PS3,
mm-hmm.
like the consumers lost it on the PS3. They didn't get the full potential they could have had. I mean, it's just if you develop something for the PS3, the Xbox can't run the darn thing, so they have to develop it for the Xbox. So, I mean, it was kind of. This should be more like consumer. It should be. I see what you're saying about, you know. So I just wanted to chime in on that real quick. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break and do a few more voicemails, and then we'll be right back with our last little segment before we start to wrap things up.
Are we going to do that live?
Yeah, we're going to do that live.
What?
Oh, you miss it? This is live. Everything's live.
Dude, I've been doing stuff that does not pertain to Halo, and I know that makes me sound like a little lazy, but
that's...
couple minutes.
Well, guys, we will be right back. So here are the second round of voicemail.
Hey, Podtacular, it's Chickenfoot here. Just to tell you, great job on the 200, and pretty awesome. Good job. Oh, and also, I made this thread on forums. It's Xbox problems when yours is broken. So it's pretty much if your Xbox has like E74 or Red Ring, and you just post it there, and then you say when you're going to get it back, so like people know that you're gone, or your mic breaks and you can't accept party invites and stuff, or your NAT's broken for a while. So just telling you about that, and just really, really good job in the 200, and sweet. Bye.
Yo, what's up, Podtacular? This is KBC. I really haven't been on the show or on the site, really, in a long time. But I saw you guys rounding out Podtacular episode 200. You guys said you weren't taking any submissions, so I was like, you know, I'm calling. I actually still have the phone number in my phone book on my phone. So just, you know, calling in, checking up with everybody, getting excited for NLG Dallas. We're going to have a nice Podtacular party there with G. Lewis and Dust Storm and whoever else wants to come. That should be a lot of fun. I think that's like on Saturday, like the 29th in Dallas, Texas. So, looking forward to, you know, meeting up with a lot of really cool people, and keep on firing trucks, guys.
Hey, Podtacular, this is White Light One. I just wanted to call to wish you congratulations on your 200th episode. Bye.
What's up, all you Podtacians? This is Fisherman Q, and I wanted to congratulate Podtacular for reaching episode 200, and I'm just excited because, you know, most Podtacular is such a great community and podcast that it can make such an achievement. So, you know, Q out.
Okay, guys, that's the second round of call-ins. So, thanks for everyone who did manage to call in. We really appreciate it and all the support that you guys have given us. Is there an after party? Well, if you want to throw one, you can throw one.
Yes.
So,
there's going to be a mini bar and a craps table.
Can somebody invite me to that chat? Because I'm still not a part of that chat.
You start typing a message and then it'll ask for your nickname.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Where?
Live stream
on the stream.
In there before.
Dude, I was?
Yeah.
No, someone was impersonating him. Well, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to Clark because he's got to head off.
He's got family business.
Yeah.
Bye, Clark.
Yeah. All right, guys.
We heart you and stuff.
Hey, Clark.
200 episodes, man.
We'll see you in another 100 episodes or so. Thank you, Sam. Sam, I appreciate that. He sent me the link.
All right, guys. It was good talking to y'all.
Sammer sent me the link.
Thank your family for letting us borrow you.
Yeah. No kidding.
All right. Okay. I will be out. I'll catch y'all later.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye,
Claire. I'm listening to myself in the live stream. I'm loud.
Just turn off the mic. So mute yourself. Mute the stream.
I did.
Okay.
There you go.
Am I really that loud in the stream, or is it just?
No.
Oh my god! I can't stand. I can't believe people are listening to me like this.
I can't believe people are listening to us at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have a little special something. We are going to give Rice Snack Roz had a thread in the forums.
Oh, is it about Maccas?
Not quite. It's the most epic keep on fagging trucks. And
those are my favorites.
I'm going to say there were about 200 posts in this topic. And
yeah, we should let spell check read it. Spell check, you want to read it?
I can try. That's pretty
near. Super awesome video voice.
Wait. That's what she said before you guys move on. That's what she said.
She says a lot of dirty things.
I had to get it in. I had to get it in. Sorry, guys.
That's what she said. Oh, guys.
And for the That's What She Said show coming up right after this episode. Sorry.
That was kind of nice. Anyway,
I got something who has
said.
Oh, good.
I got someone else
who has more experience than me and me with, you know.
You said.
Who's asking for it now, man?
Wow. I think Lance wants to read it, and then after that, we will say goodbye to Fumo and Spellcheck.
Yeah, everybody except for CryptoFlix can read this, but I think I can endure it.
Go for it.
Okay, so the most epic keep on fragging trucks by the Honorable Rice Snack Frauds. Yeah. Okay, so
old debate.
Keep on fragging. Emo midgets and sensors with erasures that are zopping zippity doo while Nene runs around with his Amos armor with a tiger butt plug on the end. While Sumo buys his folding bike and JVB's dating site gives Dustorm a good friend. Okay. While achievements are too easy when used zombies have glitter explosions that make them look fabulous while people put dumplings on bungee countdown timers. While Stormy Please steals watches when others are Yeti hunting with communist robots who scream like Cohagen when he doesn't give these people air while, Atkins? Asins?
Atkins?
While Atkins guns hunt for Kung Fumo, while they don't forget that plumbing implants give you pressurized acid piss. When the Left 4 Dead AI director is a great piece of technology after being sticky-nated in the face, saying, "Guys, get it off, remove my helmet." And then getting the blueberry of death stuck to your hand while midgets try to frag Fuma while he hunts with JVB for recon, when Nene is battling Chuck Norris and Mr. T with fart juice guns filled up with homicide sauce, flavored by Red Ring of Death, who licks cats that are owned by the Dell support line, who request more air while they strangled Arnold Schwarzenegger. Lancelot says, "Honest to God, I'm going to start giving out warnings soon. Use the edit button. Don't double post." Is being tortured by Nene and is forced to wear Victoria's Secret Special Edition anus armor while being tied to an indestructible tree that was made by JVB's construction company, while Fumo's helmet folds on him and G. Lewis makes fun of Fumu, while Nene's sidekick hits fusion coils into the Cannon Man. Cannon Man?
Yeah. I'll never forget that pose.
That explodes tacos at zombies who will be unreasonable and eat his eyes while midgets are stealing everyone's watches, and the Mexicans escape by using jetpacks to the moon, where a party with the moon aliens and Dusty, who are eating Podtacular's 200th birthday cake and a book of foo as a present, while being sniped by terrorists, who gets stuck by a tater tot, who is then eaten by a flood, who get drunk with Cortana, and then is sniped by Jenkins?
Jenkins.
Got
and then go to Reach and Suicide Grunts, who are midgets, so Fumo must hate them too. So while Fumo kills them, Master Chief is hunting profits while he tweets his Twitter while texting about his Twitter tweet on his Facebook to G. Lewis, while on Chiron Beta Prime and listening to RE Your Brains and being creeped out by the very wildest Slipknot mask slowly eat his face, so he's a faceless zombie. While this is slowly coming away from the show's jokes, while Master Chief finally finishes the fight, and Arbiter is cheering him on while eating a banana, and then he pushes the Arbiter off a cliff, and the Arbiter gets right back up. When Rice Snack Roz gets hit by Fisherman's Potato Cannon, and Quaid blabs about Mars and G. Lewis's intern because he gave G. Lewis a glazed donut when he specifically told him to get sprinkles.
Yes.
As well as feed alpha animals that destroy cities and put the intern put the mail on the wrong side of G. Lewis's sandwich. While you, I'm surprised my alpha animal stuff you got mentioned in there. Thank you to whoever posted that.
These people are good.
Yeah, these people are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the wrong side of G. Lewis's sandwich, while you sit open-mouthed after watching the vid after the credits, and you realize that Halo isn't dead, and Cortana finally wakes him when she needs him because she lost her shoe. And her watch got stolen twice by midgets, and it falls in a bucket of fart juice, which spills on Fumo's Xbox, and now he has to buy another one. But he doesn't have the money to buy one, so he keeps on taking surveys to win one. And finally he gets stolen. Right, and finally he gets one, but it is stolen on the way to his house. But when he gets it, his original Xbox falls off the stairs while Fumo rides his folding bike, which has lasers attached to it and missiles from its anus armor and stolen watches with the Red Ring of Death.
About two-thirds of the way done.
Oh my god, this is
huge. Arnold Schwarzenegger rides a folding bike away from Fuma's house with all his watches while screaming at the top of his lungs that there is no air, while Nene gets anus armor on to defeat the evil Fumo, who hates all the midgets in the land, with the patented Tiger butt plug cannon, while JVB is on a plane to make a public announcement that he did not make Left 4 Dead, but he did rip a seat out of a car like Arnold Schwarzenegger did in Commando. And at the same time, in MLG with G. Lewis and Brent Gamer, as well as Digital Fear, but not Duststorm, even though he's the best sniper, because he's helping Fumo and JVB by no-scoping angry midget Left 4 Dead fans, whilst being chased by rednecks drinking Mountain Dew and screaming, "Yeehaw!" And he turns around and shoots the rednecks in the face, but one of them turns out to be G. Lewis.
because I'm from Georgia? Come on.
And commits suicide out of guilt, and then gets shipped to Austria, where he is buried next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who died in a folding bike crash. With all the people... Sorry, they put Xbox 360 and beer on their grave, which spills and brings Jewish and... G. Lewis and Fumo drive back from the dead.
So beer
and an Xbox 360 creates so much fail that it cancels out death.
And it makes Uber Lewis and Uber.
Yeah. And the Fumo could actually beat Halo on Legendary by himself. As well, they make Oz burgers at Macaws with all the kids playing crap rap music through their headsets and Dusty's unacceptable super nanny voice behavior that made him say, "What is it you can't face?" That made Glenn want to face because he had so many windows open to tell him whether or not that this was the most epic keep on fragging of all time.
And, yeah, best part.
In other words, keep on flying drugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he has a list of... And he says thank you to all the people that helped. Myself, Chickenfoot, Jabba's on the Great, Uzumaki, As Well Fit, A Dude, Captain Planet, Arbitration, White Light Fungusaws, Samus, Funny Boy, JAC Overload, Crash Course, Fisherman Q, Master Death Code, Halo Freak Bunny, Soccer Sack, Border Patrols, Rabid Diarrhea, Mives 7, or Major, Private Church, Poop in a Basket, Old Regime, Jubaka, Nemesis, Zamers, Maximo Nuts, Duststorm, and last but definitely the least, Rice Neck Roz.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my god.
I want to know. He said last but not least.
I want to know right. who did the part about Fumo beating on Legendary, because that was the best part. That was the best. I'm sorry.
It's the best part because it's impossible.
How do you like that?
It's fantastic. It's imaginative thinking.
Although,
I gotta say, dude, there's obviously so much research that went into that that someone could have had a PhD by now instead of doing the most epic keep on fragging.
Yeah, instead of making that, you could have, like, cured cancer or something.
I know, yeah.
Australians are in the future, so I think he used some of that extra time to work on this.
This is more important than cancer anyway, though, so that's all right.
Oh, my gosh. There was so much stuff that pertained to the actual show that was awesome.
I am shocked. That was really amazing.
Yeah, that was really cool. Good.
Yeah, the community did a really good job on putting all this together.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
And Ryan Snack Ross just took all the posts and put it in one nice big long... And this is like 2 pages in Word.
That's what she said.
It would have been nice to get maybe a period here or there.
Yeah, it would have helped the reading a lot, but it's
somebody should have spell checked.
Hey, I don't do that anymore. I don't spell check anything. In college, I can't tell you how many papers I've gotten bad grades on because I just don't do it.
We used to argue about it all the time for submissions.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the funny part.
My gosh, come on. That's just laziness.
Well, there was much applause in the chat room for both the reading performance and for the extra long keep on fragging.
Yes.
Good job on reading it. You're not crypto. So.
It was
yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'm not crypto. I think I need... Yeah.
So he takes them a redneck, Fumo's folding bike of death. We got evil Fumo who kills all the bitches. There's just so much stuff. I couldn't even. It would take longer to summarize it than to read it all. Like
my alpha animal wins. My alpha stuffy wins the best though.
There's so much history that you have to understand and listen to all of the episodes. Understand it. All the stuff that's going on in this post, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Like, every different line is something new.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That thing is like a master's thesis right there.
No, T-Squared, I was the one who was reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I believe...
Do I sound like a nerd to you? I did not sound like a nerd.
Oh.
Burn.
Dang.
Yeah, burn, son. Yeah, burn.
Dang. Ouch.
There aren't many people that can read something like that and survive. What? So.
I'm looking at the Podtacular Wikipedia page and they spelled my name wrong. What in the world?
Well, it's time to say
goodbye. You can change it.
I guess I could.
Yeah. Well, it's in the middle of renovation, kind of. Anyway, it's time to say
going in there.
Goodbye to Fumo and Spellcheck. They have to go to sleep.
Go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
Fumo just got in, and I'm not sure about Spellcheck, but it's almost midnight there for them. So, thanks, guys, for being on the show. We appreciate.
No problem. I was glad to be here.
Taking out.
Yeah, thanks for having us dropping by. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you guys will definitely be back.
You'll be back for episode 1,000.
Oh, you can be awesome.
Come back.
We might have to go back to doing 3 episodes a week.
You have to record them all one day. It's great.
No,
one
day, man. Don't do it.
You record an entire year's worth of episodes and just take a big vacation.
I did that once, and I will never do that again. I don't know how long that took, but it had to take like 5 hours. That was horrible. But it was awesome.
This is going to take 5 hours because we were waiting on certain people.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So,
it won't take me 5 hours.
Yeah, so
the chat room went crazy when we tried to start without you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you gotta get Fumo. You gotta get G. Lewis.
They're requesting voicemails at the moment.
Yeah,
I should put this on Twitter just to let people know that we have a chat. I didn't know about it until halfway.
Oh, well, I mean, we have it on Twitter. It says, "Come watch us live," and you'll see the chat when they join in. But
don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
Started with 8 listeners, and we have 21 now, so I think we did okay.
Yeah.
We had 50. That's longer, right? 30 or 50?
We had up to 30 at one point. But we're going to go ahead and head into our last set of voicemails, and with that, we're going to say goodbye to Fumo and Spellcheck. Thanks again, guys, for being on. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Even though I don't play Halo, keep on fragging those trucks. Is there trucks in Halo 3? I don't know.
Actually, there is.
I was the first one to mention on the show when I did the Floodgate episode that there's a couple of trucks while you're working your way through the streets there, and if you throw grenades under them, they will explode.
Called it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Bungie would be like,
we have to put this in the game because the guy said it.
Be right.
Hey guys, this is Samaras60 calling in. Want to say congratulations on getting to episode 200. Glad to be here for the past 50 and hope to see you guys at episode 2000.
Howdy, Potacular. This is Caboose O'Malley. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 200th episode, and I also wanted to remind you to go on my YouTube and watch my music video. Just so you know, I am the zombie who sings with the crappy makeup, not the hot blonde kid who always is self-obsessed. Shout out to the King of Sandwiches, G. Lewis, Chucky J, Duststorm, Fungus Oz, Arbitation, Rice Mac Roz, and a bunch of other people I'm too lazy to talk about. Okay? Have a good one.
Happy 200th episode!
Okay, we're back. That was the last of the voicemails that we got. So thanks everyone for calling in again, who did manage to call in.
Yay!
I will mention SCR Rex because he requested.
You gave in.
Was I not supposed to?
Not from Sky.
Oh, that's fine. He's a cool guy. It's been around the forums for a while. So
how am I weak? Just I wanna know how am I weak.
I didn't say you're weak.
He gave in peer pressure.
Oh, I mean that peer pressure. Okay. And nice. I guess I'm reading in the chat that Painkiller wants me to mention that the first team to ever win a Podtacular tournament was my team and Painkiller's team.
Our teams suck.
And who else was in there? Dr. Tom?
How did you do the live host thing? What? No. Okay, anyway. so thanks, Dougie's little things.
Do it again.
Myself.
Let me do it again. Here it is again.
BK and Tom. How do you do that?
It's so pretty.
I don't understand how you do that. But yeah, we beat, I guess, Painkiller's explaining it, but we beat Dialpec's team for the first tournament ever. And we did pretty good. Painkiller was the only team we had him on, was the first one. And that was, oh my God. And that was the only one that we ever won, was one that Painkiller was on. So,
You, Painkiller, Queso Man, and Dr. Tom.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Why'd you say bye? Are you leaving, Dustin?
No, someone said bye on chat.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not leaving.
Now that he got his shout out, he's out of here.
Peace out, guys. I got what I wanted. I'm using you like a woman. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Tokyo and America just showed up now. He just missed the whole show.
Well, we still got a little bit left.
Hey, welcome.
He said he was having internet problems, so.
Don't forget to check out podtacker.com for the latest in Podtacker community events. And, I'm just kidding.
What? You're trying to wrap up the show just in Tokyo.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I will. I'm trying to think if we can get Podtacular on the top topics on Twitter, on the trending topics. I
can tell you from experience that's impossible.
No, it's not impossible. If you can get this, what's on now? Never trust.
It's retarded stuff. But one of the diseases that we research at work is called dystonia, and so a bunch of people that have it, and also a bunch of organizations that work with it, tried to get, you know, it on the trending topics, and we got it to like number 25, which is never going to show up on the actual trending topics page. It's tough. We were tweeting like crazy for an entire day.
I raise your tweet.
Some of the larger crowd.
I read your tweet.
If we got 1,000 people to tweet about it all in the same hour several times, then maybe.
Do it. Who's in? Maybe. I'm in. Who's in?
I don't know. Twitter account.
What? So you're not following us on Twitter? I don't know how many times I got to say it.
Follow us on Twitter.
We don't have a Twitter.
We'll get one. It takes 4 seconds. I'll make one for you if you give me your email address. No joke. I'll give you the most embarrassing.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't see any tweets about your Disney trip, so.
Me? I didn't. I wasn't on Twitter. I was on. I didn't really use my laptop very much. Disney was
cool. Did you have a lot of stuff with Cinderella?
You know, I went to 8 parks in 5 days, so I was pretty busy.
Hey, for all the Mac Break Weekly fans, rat hole.
What?
I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Never mind.
About that.
Lost in translation.
Lost in
translation.
So what's next
what
on
else
the
are we
slate?
Talk about?
What's next on the slate, man?
We're doing something by Kook.
We do have something by Kook.
Now, who's this little Kook dude?
Okay.
He's Kooky. Maybe in the chat room right now, so.
He's kooky. he's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been around for, I don't know, when did he come in?
That's what she said.
I want to say around episode 100, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, he was the youngest member on Podtacular.
Really?
Yeah.
Around sixth? Okay. It says around episode 60.
Okay. And I don't remember when this is, but he decided to go through, and in the whole week he listened to all, like, 150
episodes. Oh, that was, I remember that. That was nuts. We talked about that one night. I'm like, who the heck?
Wow.
150 hours of straight yabbering about Halo. You'd have to be pretty nuts or messed up when I had to do that.
So, it's called dedication. It's why T-Square dropped out of high school to play. It's called dedication. I applaud you, sir. Did we already do the podcast or history segment? Did I miss that?
Yeah, we did. Well, we kind
of
did.
Sort of.
Go back. Yeah, you skipped me when it was, how did you get into Halo time, but, yeah.
Can we live some of those and I'm here? Come on.
You want
this from me? Let's do it, man. What do you guys, Chucky, you got to work tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm good.
Okay, whatever. He's like, yeah, but
I'm not doing the fridge, so.
I'm good for
it. It's just a medical school. It's whatever. It's no biggie. <Yeah. laughs> Like, it's like lives are in my hands or anything. Dude, I went on my way to Orlando. I stopped in Gainesville, and I went to Dairy Queen to get like an Oreo Blast.
And you didn't call me. Didn't write.
It was like $6, and I was like, "What? No, how do you live here?" It was like six. It was like it's like $2.49 up here in Atlanta, and it was like $6 for the same exact thing in Gainesville. And yeah. I paid it because I wasn't really paying attention. It must be expensive to live there. Yeah,
we're retarded. Our gas prices are so much higher. All right, let's get back. So, you wanted to talk about Halo?
What? This is a podcast about Halo. I'm just saying.
Didn't say so.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody's interested in hearing maybe Dust Storms or my personal history of Podtacular. I mean, it's we are the host.
Yeah,
I'm kind of. I don't even know. Be honest with you, I don't even know how we've been recording for how long. Me and Dusty, I don't even know how that started at Podtac. I still don't even know. Like, I was just surprised that he was chosen to keep going the show because I didn't know who he was. I'm not gonna. I mean, I think I told you this before, haven't I? Like, I didn't know how you started.
Maybe that you didn't know who I was. But.
I mean, I knew who you were, but I didn't know you were going to be, like, such an awesome co-host. So.
Okay, well, Jay Lewis, so how did you, like, after the show ended on episode 157 or something, then what happened?
We didn't want the show to die. A lot of people, I mean, Fumo and Jay, we understood that they were busy, you know, whatnot, blah, 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 but people wanted the show to keep going because, I mean, even though they didn't want it, I mean, I'm pretty sure they wanted to. Don't get me wrong. Like, they wanted to keep doing it. Yeah. You know, other stuff down the way. Actually, I'm pretty sure Fumo was pretty burnt out. I don't know if I can say that.
Oh, you're going to listen to this afterwards, right?
You know, I mean, it's not like Dust Storm listens to the show he records or anything.
I do.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, if you guys know Nobody, I don't remember. He had another name on the site. I don't remember what
he was Nobody. Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron Siemens. And that's a great name. He's actually getting married, or he has already
Cameron
been married.
Siemens? What?
Anyway.
E-A-M-O-N-S.
Yeah, not spelled.
Okay.
No, not what she said. Okay.
That's not what she said.
So right after they stopped making it, I believe it was like the week that the show ended, Podtacular won the, what's the thing that Oopy does in Kill a Mom Jar? The
Gaming for Others.
We won the Gaming for Others tournament, Podtacular. It was me, Plasma. I think, who the heck was the other person? It was me, Plasma, Nobody, and somebody else. It was somebody that had like a bird name, as I remember, in their name. It might have been
like, I don't think, Hawkeye or something.
It might have been Canary. I don't know. You know, somebody.
Canary.
Yeah, I really don't remember. Somebody with Robin Hood, is that who it was, Painkiller? Painkiller is Robin Hood, maybe. Maybe it's who's talking about. Anyway, maybe it was Robin Hood, I don't remember. It was somebody that we did it with, but it was S4, and we just completely, we didn't lose a game. But right after that, we started talking. It was the first time Noban and I met, and we were talking about how much, you know, it sucked that it ended, and that we wanted to do a show. So we ended up doing the Community podcast. We only did 2 episodes. We actually recorded like 7.
We did 3. You released 3.
Yeah, we actually recorded like 7. But we only released 3 because a lot of them were really messed up. I did the editing for him, and I think he did editing for a few of them. But I had another podcast. Have you guys ever heard of Game Talk? That was the one that I hit up for a long time, maybe about a year. And there's some other ones that I was on, but I didn't host, but I helped produce and whatnot. So we just wanted to keep it going. And so, you know, that's what we did afterwards. C-Tag. Luke, who remembers? The problem with that was we had, if you guys remember, Andrew Banjo and Robbie, they just, that was an unfortunate situation between those two. And it kind of forced the podcast to stop being what it was in Game Talk. And when I go back and think about it, when I hear about a lot of the podcasters who are big today, like Paris, Gottfried, the guys who do Destructoid and whatnot, they all listen to Game Talk. I don't say all of them, but all of them did after talking to them. And they said that they knew me from Game Talk, not Podtacular. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then I wanted to keep doing podcasting. So we want to keep doing Podtacular. And eventually Deathstorm came around, and so we all got excited. And Deathstorm, I didn't even know I was supposed to be the co-host. With the first 2 episodes, I didn't even know I was a co-host. I thought I was just showing up, and then Dustin was like, yeah, you're a show. And now we're doing episode 200. But really, if for you guys who don't know, for all the stuff that's done on the show, I probably do 3% of all the work.
He basically just shows up.
I basically just show up on Sunday late and say some funny stuff. And that, I mean, I wish I could do more, and but like Deathstorm, he has to work and do a show. I don't know. I guess I just waste all of my time.
I put in the average about 4 hours a week into just doing the show alone.
Yep, I should spend more time if I had it, and I should have more time coming up soon now that everything's pretty much settling with school, and I won't. But anyway, that's what I did afterwards. But before that all happened, I was Overlord of the All Stars when we actually won games. I was Overlord of Pro B when we actually won games. I was never
Overlord of games.
Yeah, we played at Pro B versus Pro A, and we used to do other tournaments between other, you know, like the Breathward Guard and different.
I was surprised by the fact that you were winning games.
Yeah, we were winning games. We won a lot. I think my favorite time podcast was Pro B. I mean, if you could do the bungee hump day, you could do Major Nelson episode. The best time and the people in the for the people in the community was Pro A versus Pro B, in my opinion. You know, and the clients. There was nothing like it. You know, it still hasn't been, and that's something that we need to try our best to try to bring something back, if we can, for the clans. I think everybody who's in the chat that was back, was there when that was going on, can, you know.
Well, there's a lot of older Podtac members coming back now.
Yeah, actually, I'm getting a lot of emails, saying that, oh, I haven't been here in about a year, you know, I didn't know it was still going on, I thought it died, and people just don't know, so, you know, it's
pretty cool. Surprise!
Well, I'm back!
For those who don't know, about the time you started your Podtiger Community podcast is about the time Lance and I started the Around the Ring segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was actually kind of the brainchild of me before that. When I first came to Podtacular, I just kind of had the idea of doing a PC segment, and I got shot down. Everybody kind of called me out and said, get out of here.
Which made
me very sad face.
Sad face.
Yeah. So I just didn't come around for a while. Then I came back, you know, started to get a little bit more involved, and then I've been wanting to start up Around the Ring for a little while, and it initially started off with the band The Grunt, who were at the time was running the Halo PC group. And, you know, so we just, you know, talked, got it going, made a couple of, pilot episodes, and then he went around and got himself grounded for a very long time because he said something really, very unflattering to his parents. So, a few weeks prior to this happening, Destrom sent me a PM saying, oh, hey, if you need help, just give me a ring. So I figured, well, my original co-host just got himself grounded. Might as well call him up. So I brought Duststorm on board, and we just started doing it then.
Yeah, we mainly focused on custom Halo custom edition maps.
Yeah, I did a couple of actual written reviews as well that I was starting to do for Halo PC maps, but those were all lost in the site transition because they were part of the blogs. The old blog system.
Go back and find those for you, probably.
So we did that, and then the only reason I actually played Halo was it was the only game I had. I had never owned a game console.
And you're a half-life junkie. Sorry,
yeah, half. No, I'm a Source head for sure now, but this back in the days, my TV was using rabbit ears, so I got a total of 8 channels, 3 of which were very, very fuzzy.
Damn.
And the only video game console that has ever set foot in my that has ever been in my house is a NES. Back when my dad worked for the Nintendo.
Wow.
So you never played Xbox, or are you saying that?
No, I played consoles. I never actually had a console in my own console before, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the second console I've ever been in my house was a Wii, which I borrowed from my friend's brother for my dad's birthday.
That's cool.
But I mean, I've played through, and there has been an Xbox 360 in this house as well, which my brother borrowed from a buddy of his. So I played through all of Halo 3 and a couple of other games. So yeah, that's pretty much my story with gaming. And then, you know, one day I had no video games, and all of a sudden, hey, guess what? You got Halo PC. All right, give it a try. It was fun.
What in the world did you tag me in?
Yeah, but... So that was the only game I'd ever owned or played on PC, except for, like, a couple of really old ones. So after that, after I got the orange box and whatnot, when I got my laptop, then I just completely ditched Halo because I realized how fail it was.
Whoa. Not fail.
Okay, fail compared to the relative spectrum of PC games.
Okay,
The original was all around.
The targeting system is a lot different, but the game more or less is poor. But the targeting system's pretty much. I mean, like, the way that the game, the mechanics on how the game shoots is a lot different.
The fact
that we don't have options.
There's still a regular 2,000 plus users. Halo.
It's all like Command and Conquer, where, like, after a few years, it was like knocking on the boarded gates of a ghost town. Right? It's like, yeah, Halo's actually lasted. I'm quite surprised how well Halo for Windows has lasted. But, I kind of jumped off the Halo boat the second I got the orange box and Crisis Warhead, just because it was... On the relative spectrum, Halo ranks high on the consoles, but compared to the PC, on the PC, it's kind of like a meh.
Well, yeah, that's explainable. I mean, I still go and play Halo every now and then.
I mean,
And they made an announcement on the Bungie podcast recently about making sure you keep your Halo CE keys if you have them for PC, and they're going to do something with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
If you listen to the Bungie podcast, you would know.
Oh, burn, mother...
we don't know what that means, but...
I don't blame Lance for not listening, because...
Yeah, we didn't talk about PC stuff except for this one moment.
Right. I think that...
Man, just now, I'm a total source head right now, and just all my stuff's on the source engine. I do make the odd jump back to Halo, but, yeah.
I mean, Valve just is really good with their source engine, and they've made really great games for the PC, and, I mean...
Oh, yeah, they just know how to make good games. They have a winning formula.
Right.
And they eat awesome and crap genius. It's great.
That was probably one of those epic quotes.
Oh, yes, T, we're going to be here for at least another 30 minutes. So...
What were you saying?
Oh, yes, T, EJY...
He's been wanting the show to end forever, and I don't really know why. Because he can just, close the window.
I remember I saw this thread at one point on whether who would win in a head-on-head battle, whether it would be Gordon Freeman or Master Chief who would win.
That's not even a question.
Say MacGuffin.
Yeah. Gordon Freeman won quite clean on that. There's a lot of people saying no, but the Master Chief has shields. But
I mean,
in the end, Gordon Freeman ended up taking the victory on that thread, and then it got lost because it just turned into a flame.
That makes no sense. And I love Half-Life, and that makes no sense.
Anyway,
Gordon Freeman has a crowbar. Beats the energy sword any day.
Right. Julius, did you want to talk about anything else in the history that anything popped
out? Let me look over what you guys wrote here and see if there's anything I can remember.
Wait, we wrote stuff?
In the show notes.
And speak up a little bit, dude.
Who, me?
Yes.
I must move my mic from my face. This particular website, it was awesome. I mean... You guys
already talked about that. We even went to the blog spot. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
I can't hear nobody.
G. Lewis.
Very, very interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Difficulties. Anyway.
Okay. I must be hitting something wrong.
There's a...
You said a big loud bang.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Pass.
Well,
that's what she said. That's what she said.
She said no. Well, Jamie B also did... went and started talking about games. While he was doing Podtacular. So that was another thing that the community really stepped out to do.
Right, so that was him and Vicious696, which is Paris's gamer tag, and a couple other people. So,
Hello?
Right. You there?
That was so weird. Okay, anyway.
I was talking about JVB starting talking about games.
Did he start that?
I don't think we can claim that he started it, actually.
Yeah, I think he started
it. Yeah, none of us knows for sure.
I thought he started it with someone else.
No, it was more or less Liquid Life and all them. It pretty much started Uncle Gamer, and then that thing went on to be talking about games.
And he did Post Game Report, which joined... their network over there.
So if I could claim somebody that started it, maybe Skittles. I mean, I couldn't really say because I don't know, but I would assume that it was like Skittles and Paris, more or less.
Okay, but he did start the Post Game Report.
Yeah, yes. He started the Post Game Report.
Okay, I thought he had something to do with Tag too, but I guess
he right now he is their community head guy. You know,
right?
He's the guy in charge of their community, but I wouldn't necessarily call him. Founder of it, but he may have. You could say that if it. I wouldn't really say if it wasn't for him, but he did a lot of stuff to help the website evolve into what it is.
Right.
If y'all haven't checked them out yet, you need to.
Yeah.
Uncle Gamer's pretty good. Post Game Report's pretty good.
Yeah, I would just check it out and see what you guys think. It's a pretty good
check it out. What's all about?
Just trying to
sorry, wow. Goodness, just not out.
That was so white.
was there something we didn't cover that's on this list from before? Did we do community show set up? I'm the one that did that, so I don't know if you guys covered that.
We didn't talk about the ARG thing that I did, but we don't have to talk about that.
We are.
But you didn't even really follow it, did you?
Me?
Yeah. The ARG thing that I did.
I know that you made the
ARG spell.
Yeah, my spell checker missed it.
I didn't really pay attention to it. I'm pretty sure if Painkill is still in the chat, is he?
He is. Yeah,
he's still in there.
He's stuck with us through thick and thin.
there was a time where I think Painkiller, me, and a few of the people were really mad at the Podtacker community about how it was going. I can't say Painkiller was. I think remember talking that he might have been one of the people along myself who weren't exactly all hunky dory with the situation about how certain people who weren't doing the community good were getting in the positions that were hurting the community as a whole and basically were bringing it down. And there was a time where, where did this start up? I just lost my train of thought. Where did this start? Why did I start saying that?
I'm sorry.
Something about the ARG
or something?
The ARG. Okay, why I wasn't posting. Okay, now. There was a point in time, sorry, this is why I wasn't posting. There was a point in time where I got really mad about the community, where it was going.
Right.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people who were around back then can kind of understand why I might have been mad. If you guys...
I don't know if this was the reason, but... Kind of when Fumo and JVB left, there was a bit of a vacuum, and we didn't really know what was going on.
It was kind of before they left that at least myself, I don't know about, I can't speak for other people, that was a little mad about what was going on. I think Painkiller, if he's saying yep to what I'm saying, then I'm pretty sure he understands.
Yes. Yes.
I pretty much left the community as a whole. I mean,
unofficially.
I still had the show on my iTunes. I listened to it, but I didn't do the community. I didn't do the community. I was totally, completely mad about, because I'd been there. I didn't think they owed me anything, but I'd been there for a long time, and it just seemed like that what I was thinking. It didn't really make a difference. So I did leave, and I did come back, as you can tell. Ever since I left, I haven't. I used to post in the forums a lot. As you can see, I was the third person to ever sign up on the forums. But I used to post a lot, and I just haven't since then. I don't know. I just got out of the swing of things, and I've been trying to get in the swing of things to get back into posting. And I don't know if people remember that time. It was kind of like right after the clan system fell apart, and then right after the All-Star fell apart. But
right.
I'm pretty sure some people...
You need to go to forum rehab?
I think that some people remember that time where stuff started going downhill, and that's when I left. I was just completely... I didn't want to deal with it, because it seemed like the more I put effort into what I thought doing was right, the people who already had mod positions and were in charge didn't think that. So instead of just dealing with it, I just left.
Right.
And then I played in the tournaments and listened to the show, but that was so frustrating that time. And then I just haven't been posting since, but I didn't pay attention to ARG. I knew what was going on, but I couldn't explain it. I feel like I shouldn't say that on a show like this, because there were some times that, there's ups and downs in every community, and
If we acted like we were perfect, then I don't think people would because it's not honest.
We went through a We went through a very you will hear a lot of people that said they left and came back because of the way it used to be and the way it is now. There was a very time where there was a lot of messed up stuff going on that
the Great Flame War.
That just made a lot of people mad, and it was just that the wrong people were in the wrong positions, and so that's why everybody just left, and we were just making people mad, and we just went. So now we're slowly coming back, and it's getting better and better.
Yeah.
And we've got ODST and Reach coming. Hopefully people are getting
more excited. Yeah, so we actually have some fresh content coming up for you guys to talk about.
Yes.
So
it'll be interesting. Definitely.
Yeah, what? A month and 12 days to go.
Yeah. Although we do have a competitor now, from what I noticed. Real Talk or something like that?
We're actually not competing. We're kind of going at you. You listen, I'm guessing you listen to the show, right?
Yep. They're actually not Halo specific anymore. They decided not to be Halo specific, so they're reaching out to all games. So they're not pretty much a competitor anymore.
Painkill is asking about Drop Shock.
We're not even going to go into that. If there was a time of PodTacular was big, it might have you can maybe contribute it to Drop Shock because. What Drop Shock, in my opinion, I wouldn't say that, you know, they were good podcasts for what they were, but what they did right, we did wrong. What we did wrong, they did right. And I guess either we were doing more things right or something. They were still a good show.
It beat them in the win-fail ratio.
It was still a good show, but it was more like, they just said a lot of curse words and stuff a lot, kind of like what we do before we record.
This is before editing.
No.
The show was like,
bad.
That was the last episode of Around the Ring I did before my headset died with Buzz killing.
We're being very tame right now. Well, we usually are. We're being very tame, but Real Talk's really cool. Drop Shock was something completely different. They were just another Halo community that. It was mostly Tollbooth really that screwed it all up for both of us. They're not liking each other. I mean, to be honest, if you didn't understand how it all worked out, it was that kid. I think he was a mod or something over there and started calling us bad names. And then it wasn't like that Drop Shock was doing it. He was, but then people at our website started going over to theirs and calling them dumb stuff. And they started, one of them said JVB was a slacker. And then like the next day, they had like 800 new members, and then we were all flaming on their forums, saying, don't say bad things about JB and Fumo, or, you know.
Well, you missed it before you came on tonight. Painkiller, I'm pretty sure it was Painkiller, was in the chat room, and he changed his nickname in the chat room to Tollbooth Willie.
Oh, my God.
He was like, hi, PodTacular sucks. It was really funny.
That was just a whole messed up situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I mean, it worked out for the best. And look where we're at. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We might have learned a few things.
Yeah, we definitely learned what not to do.
We have some new blood running around the place, which is nice.
Yeah, we got people who were excited again to do the show. That was one part that said people were not excited about the community anymore. They're getting kind of sick of it. And so I think it was good that we got new people who are excited again.
Yeah.
The show's based on the community, so if the community isn't there, then we don't have anything to talk about.
And we definitely have enough submissions, so...
You guys just submit more for my show.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, submit for Around the Ring, guys, because...
I'm going to buy Guild Wars pretty soon, because I heard Guild Wars 2 is coming out, so I don't know if you guys are anything for Guild Wars, but I might start submitting.
I'm not really in the Memorpurger scene. I spent a lot of time with them, and they kind of made me fail at life, so, I don't play them anymore, as a preventative measure.
Was there anything else on the PodTacular history list that we did not cover that maybe we can talk about?
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Oh, whatever happened to that Jeez, what was that comic called? Weekly Porridge.
Jeffridge's thing. I mean, Jeffridge was really a smart kid, and I just think that as the community started to die. At the time, he was very young and smart kid, but as the community started to get worse and put wrong people in the wrong position, he was one of the only people to notice. And I think that he just got fed up with it like I did and just left. He was just...
Yeah, that's something you really have to respect about him. He's a very intelligent person.
Yeah.
And Killer said Jeffers got tired of making it. So...
I would just say that he probably got tired of making a comic for a community which was treating its members like crap for a while, which Podtech, in my opinion, was.
I think he stopped making the comic long before he left.
Yeah, but I mean, he just was done,
you know?
And then he left. You know, I think he was pretty much on the decline for the community. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not him, but that was the way that I assumed that it went down.
Right.
Anyway.
We're going to go ahead and listen to Kook's little montage that he put together. It's about 20 minutes long, and then when we come back, we will take a few chat questions that you guys may have, and then we'll go ahead and wrap things up. So, if you guys will sit back and enjoy.
Get your questions ready.
I expect some quality material here, people.
Yes, no anus armor, no recon. Come on, some serious stuff.
Yeah, we want serious questions that are going to make people think.
Right. Yes, like, when's Reach coming out?
Serious, but not stupid.
Yeah.
That way. Okay, we'll be back, guys.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Super Metroid is one of the greatest video games ever created. Retro Force Go talks about why. Yeah, there pretty much isn't anything more to say about that. Podtacular celebrates their 200th episode and 4-year anniversary as they record live for the first time. It's a special occasion as we bring back some of the old Podtacular staff and relive the moments that made Podtacular in the Halo universe. The crew tackles the Batman Arkham Asylum demo in episode 154 of the video game show. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.
There is a show about Halo 2. It's called Podtacular. And on the show, they have tips and tricks hosted by Fumo and Spellcheck.
What's up, guys? This is Lil Kook here. What you just heard was all the way back from episode 23 in the Podtacular episode vault of episodes, and that was a song by the famous Podtacular musician Danil. He wrote many songs for Podtacular, and that was just one of the many. And so, as you can tell, that was from an older episode. So what we're going to do now is I've been given the privilege by the Honorable Deathstorm himself to go back and skim through all the Podtacular episodes and just find the moments that just the great moments in Podtacular history, you know, the moments that made Podtacular what it is today. And so, I hope you guys enjoy listening to this as much as I enjoyed making it. And thank you guys, and keep on fragging trucks.
Something I hope that they have in Halo 3 is the ability to fly a pelican. Oh, pelican. Sounds familiar. I mean, think about it. Guarding your base, and ba-bam! An entire team of the enemies drops out of the sky and takes her flag and flies off in a pelican. I think it would be sweet as long as you were the guys dropping on the other team. LOL, little wrestling ladies. Oh, wait, yes. Anyway, keep on fighting the fight, one soldier to a million others. Right on.
Thanks, you know,
soldier
truth. From now on, when I melee somebody, I'm going to scream, ba-bam!
I think every time I fire, I'm going to say, ba-bam.
Ba-bam.
Ba-bam!
Ba-bam! Or whenever they're guarding the basin, and it would just show up with, like, five guys, they're like, ba-bam!
I know, all at once.
Hey, guys, ba-bam!
Nice. You can name a boy band called the Bam.
I know.
Hi, I'm the Bam the Grunt.
Oh, man, too bad I didn't have that in Fantasy Island.
Bam, come here.
The Bam really wants you, baby.
Oh, or instead of Shazam, they named him the Bam.
Yeah. Be great. It's a bird named the Bam. It's a bird, it's a blade, it's the Bam.
It's Bam.
What's up, fellas? This is JVB, representing Podtacular 2, baby. Anyway, I got a custom game for you guys. It's a JVB exclusive, so listen carefully. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to play a regular team oddball match. But the name of this custom game is going to be called Team Bubble Bath. Now, how you're going to play it, you're going to play it in Zanzibar, pretty much because it's the only stage with a beach. You're going to play it in the ocean. And one team has to be pink, the other one has to be purple or something. Your primary weapons and secondary weapons can only be needlers. You can't have a bubble bath without needlers. And the object of the game is to stay in the water and play a regular team ball match. If you leave the beach, then you either boot the guy or the other team wins automatically. So, there you have it. JVB's first exclusive custom game, Team Bubble Bath. All right? So, assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
So, it was like the Playboy Mansion for piñatas.
Yeah, but I mean, at first when you do it, you're going to try and make this utopia 10 different species. I had a fudge hog come in, and I named him Rumple Big Butt. Okay. I put all these accessories on him, and I made him look kind of like a girl a little bit.
Oh,
I love that punch hog. And then the pinatas came in, and they made him sick, and he died.
And
it was that point that I figured out that I couldn't make a utopia anymore. I'd have to like play the game seriously.
Oh my god! Why?
I don't.
You know,
I don't believe in pinata love.
Rumble,
come back!
Yeah, and there's another place here called Wings to Go, and all they sell is like kind of like fried chicken and like little finger food, but their specialty is like, you know, chicken and stuff like that. And they have like all kinds of sauce. So they start with, you know, mild, and then they go to hot, and then extra hot, and like super hot. And then they have like suicide, and then they have homicide. It's like homicide is like the strongest one. Like
homicide.
Yeah.
Why? When you eat it, it makes you go, woo!
Hey!
Hey, that's too hot.
That one is like the worst one.
Man, that's some spicy stuff there. It makes you change.
That's hot, boy. Oh, that's hot. Oh, I really like that
you,
one.
Turns into RuPaul.
No, but
touch me, baby.
The homicide one is just ridiculously hot. It's like, what she eat?
You're bad at work. Work that day. Yeah, you eat it. Next thing you know, you go on the middle of the, you go to the middle of the bar, start freaking, you know, like you're walking the catwalk.
You're like, ooh,
I don't get no about me.
I'm too spicy for my food. Too spicy, it hurts.
Homicide.
Have you ever heard of a spicy food called homicide? It makes you change your sexual preference.
It's so hot, it makes you go gay.
It's so hot, you'll never turn back. Girlfriend.
Oh, man.
It's like, oh, it transforms you. Next thing you know, you eat it, and then there's like a puff of smoke, and all of a sudden you got a two-top and poom poom.
You're like, whoa, this is hot!
You become Richard Simmons.
Oh, man.
Come on, everybody, let's do jumping jacks.
Oh, give me a lot of fish and chicken. Come on now.
You go to the restaurant and you're like, I'll take it, homicide hot. They're like, now, before you order that, I want to make sure you're secure in your sexuality because
everything's going to change.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'd be like, man, are we in a gay bar? There's a lot of single chicks here.
So you're like, there's a lot of single guys here.
No. That'll be a dope commercial, though.
You homo. Now a limited time offer, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Homo side hot.
Ooh, I love
the. In other news, the birth rate in the county has gone down significantly this year.
I love the cut.
Michael, Homo, you're missing one key element here. The folding mic.
Oh, yes. How could I
wait, the what?
Oh, yeah, I got a folding bike to ride back on. True story, man.
How many poles can you get out of that bike?
I can fold it like origami into it.
New, coming to a store near you. Origami bicycles.
The bike.
Look, Mommy, I'm riding a train.
Yeah, it's like it folds up so like I can take the bus and like throw it under one of the seats. So,
wow. Nice.
Yeah, I've seen those in New York. They're pretty cool.
Are they like, are they regular bike size or are they smaller?
Well, it has like 20 inch wheels, so it's like the size of BMX bike wheels.
Oh, damn.
Right.
But then it has, you know, everything extends, so it's like, ends up being full size. And it has 7 speeds, so I mean, I get up to like 20, 25 miles an hour on it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
What? On a bike?
Someone's BMX racing.
Dude, I'm not doing any BMX on that bike. I could probably, like, when you hit the ground, it, like, falls into a million pieces or something.
Keep on fragging people who doubt my ability to steal watches. Dust one, what, your watch is next.
No, I like my watch. I like my watch.
Stormy, please. Stormy, please.
You steal my watch. You don't want anyone to know what happens to you.
He's coming for your dust.
No, I will lock my doors and lock my windows.
Yeah.
You will never find me. You will never succeed.
Speaking of Red vs. Blue and Sarge, got a little something special. Alrighty. Here it goes. Uh-oh. Here it goes.
Lazarus Spirit Simmons. For a brick, he blew pretty good. Get your China Green posterior on television right now.
you want to keep your brain inside your head, I tell those boys to chill.
Oh yeah, I know what the ladies like. That hurts, Chief. That hurts real bad. Would it help if I said please? Should have brought one of those scarab things with you. You smiling in there? Friggin' tourists. Remember me? I blew up your little hula hoop thing.
Sweet. So there's Sarge for you.
Yup.
For all you guys that wanted Sarge impressions,
and
you got
it. I think I'm going to actually miss one impression, too. I think I forgot one. But well, that just gives you an idea of how many I actually get.
Spellcheck is multi-talented. His voice talent.
One of them the same Sarge. Like, one's like, that's the Spirit Simmons. Like, that's even from Reference Blue. We're talking about, like, Sergeant Johnson Sarge. But that's still cool.
Yeah, so
I actually tracked down that episode and watched it again, and I'm like, oh yeah, that one.
Sweet.
Anyway, that Benny 17 says, hi, is the Benny again. I was playing on level the Ark with my mate on co-op. We got to the part where two hunters drop out of the drop ship and attack you. I sniped one hunter, through the head and killed it with one shot. Whoop, whoop. All the guy got angry and charged my mate. I came up behind it and spanked it on the butt. Whoa.
Sounds very
cute. You're a bad hunter.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
You are.
Did I just sound like Yoda? Anyway.
I don't know, man. I'm a pretty good hunter voice.
You are.
So, it turns out...
Bang me again.
It turned to hit me, but my friend spanked the other. Wait, there's too much spanking going on. In the submission.
So
wait, let me
spanking remember. Is so hard to follow.
Wow. Okay, let me gather my thoughts here.
Yeah.
Okay. He came up behind it and spanked it on the butt. Okay. It turned to hit me, but my friend spanked the hunter's butt. Like I did. Wow, you got a double team.
Double spank.
Double spank.
I think you get an achievement for that, right?
Yeah.
You double spank.
So, like, you've been a bad boy?
Aww, the gimp. It turned to him, and I spanked its butt again. Wow.
Have you got to, like, the ones, like, messing with, like, you go to Disneyland, and there's Mickey Mouse in that suit and everything, and you, like, tap him on the shoulder and, like, run around the other way while he tries to turn around and look at you, he's like, and you're going back and forth on him, like, I'm over here. He's like, I'm gonna kill you, kid.
I can picture the hunter going, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. You spank my butt, that is inappropriate, okay?
Seek sexual harassment.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Because I still
sign up for this role.
Oh, man.
Wow. So lots of spanking will happen.
So, I'm going to finish this one. I was going to say I'm going to finish it off, but I'm not going to go there either. So anyway. This happened about 20 times before the hunter fell to the ground. No door. All the armor on his anus had disappeared.
Armor on his anus. Wait a minute. Like, I can understand like armor on his butt or something, but armor on his anus?
For 6 occasions.
He's like, look, a lot of strange things happen in the world, right? I gotta protect myself.
I could be in a bun cupboard. What are you talking about? Or a prison.
Oh, this is an old war injury. My Spectre was injured. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that was awesome, man. He goes, I'm sorry, but I don't have a... Live account. Ah, come on. He goes, keep on fragging elites with no shield, saying, get me a donut to Master Chief. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I thought, you know, like, the hunters were a mass of these
serpent.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That. Maybe you saw a serpent anus. I don't know.
Serpent anus.
Oh, man. Wow, might as well move on from that one.
That one's going to make me snap my eye with a pencil.
Run around with the pencil sticking out.
Finish me up!
Oh, man.
The horror!
And that's a wrap, guys. We will see you next time. Bone fragging.
I'ma.
And have some cream corn.
Keep on putting fries.
Cream corn. Cream corn is delicious.
And keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on doing it.
Yay!
Well, guys, that was it. That was the montage of moments. The moment montage. The MM, if you will. That last one there was actually the origin of Keep on Fragging Trucks, said by the great Spellcheck himself. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I really enjoyed making it. And I just want to give my special congratulations. Not that my congratulations are any more special than anybody else's. I just want to give my congratulations to Podtacular on 200 episodes. Not many podcasts get that far at all, guys. And I'm really proud to say I'm part of Podtacular, and I just want to thank you guys for all the dedication and hard work you've put into it. And here's to another 200 more. And in the words of the great Spellcheck himself, keep on fragging trucks. Kook out.
Okay, guys, that was, yes, we are back, and that was Little Kook's little montage, kind of all the stuff that Podtacular has been over the past four years.
Yes, that was very good. I enjoyed it, especially the anus armor.
Why couldn't you do any of my stuff from around the ring? I mean, I've had tons of hilarious
I was.
I mean, you could have done the whole thing about that one episode with Buzz Killington, and he would have had a whole comedy segment right there.
We may have been muted, but we were laughing hysterically over
here. We were laughing so hard during all of that. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really nice, and maybe if we do it again next year for the 5th anniversary, we might do something a little bit different, but we will see. So it is time.
Those were some big moments, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially everything from homicide sauce to the
burst armor was. I was in stitches. I was, and then when what was it? Dust Storm said, "If you steal my watch,
you don't know what's going to happen to you."
I just
you don't want to know what's going to happen.
Anyway, yes, Tyler, you are correct.
It is questions time from chat. We'll probably take 4 or 5. Just because it's midnight here, it's 1 o'clock for G. Lewis.
And me.
And I need to eat dinner. My mom just came in here and told me it's sitting in the microwave, so yeah, I need to go get it.
Thanks, Mom.
You have a wireless headset, though. Can't you just go run up and get it?
It's not a bad idea.
Okay. You want to do a certain kind of order for this? Like, say, if you have a question, say me, and then we'll, like, pick.
We'll just start reading off questions as people post them, and if someone finds something, just yell out that you have one that you want to read off.
So
make them good.
Yeah. Okay, you might have to read them out to me because I'm standing in front of my mic.
Well, you're kind of going in and out there. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I believe I have 12 right now.
Sorry, I kind of
you have to say what the question is first, because, you know, there's 1,000 people that are going to listen to us that are not here. So.
I think they already know. Yeah.
All right, Fisherman is asking, that's a good question, Poopy the Basic, what's that one next? Well, how many pillows do I have? From the episode not too long ago.
What episode is this? I don't remember this.
You don't?
I don't remember that.
I remember it.
I'm blanking. I don't remember.
It was I think I said your mom has to come over to find out or something. Don't you remember? Never mind.
I have a problem in my head. I'll have to go back and listen to some of them.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't remember which episode it's in. Probably some in the chat will either guess.
Okay, so the answer is 12, and we'll just have to figure out from there.
It varies between 12 and 16 at any good time, but
good Lord,
yeah, 200, around 200 per hey, I go through quite a bit.
That's one massive pillow fight.
Hey, man, that's what happens, man. You got to be on the ladies' move.
Wow.
And then other things start to fly.
Yep.
So Tyler asks, who is Nay Nay? And I'm not sure I know the answer to that. Does anybody know the answer to that?
The horse.
He's a Yeti.
Okay. As far as I know, Facehead was the one that came up with Nene or Neneus Pincus.
I had pre-ordered. Sorry. I'm waiting on that order. I'm sorry.
As far as that goes, I've explained on older episodes what I know. And I honestly don't have much more information
about me. I really there's so many inside jokes that I don't even know where I'm.
If you want the full inside scoop, Shotgun Friendly talked about this on episode 155, and that will be out sometime this month.
It was out a long time ago, but it will be re-released, remixed.
Yes.
Remastered, all that good stuff.
Remastered.
If we could, I would like Poop in a Basket asked, what about Podtech Radio? And for those people who know about Painkillers rendition.
Yeah, he's the one to answer that question, I guess.
Who, me or Painkiller?
Well, is he asking what is it, or is he asking what happened?
I posted it once in MLG, and I know Duststorm did it once, and on one of the, I believe it was one of the episodes with Ryan 14, about there being a rebirth of Pod Radio, and in fact, Chucky, have you listened to it?
Oh yeah, you have a little rendition of it.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit different. We'll be releasing it. I'm like, I could do it tomorrow. It's already done. So if somebody
really,
yeah, we'll be releasing.
The Basket was asking about the teaser that you made.
Yeah, it was the teaser was made because we made an episode, and the episode will be we can release it tomorrow, or we could send it and give it to everybody who's listening right now. I guess if we really wanted to, but it's done. It's not loaded anywhere, though, I don't think.
Very nice.
I sent it to you, Duststorm, somehow.
I listened to it. It was really nice. And then I had PK listen to it.
Yeah, and then we changed it up.
But and I said the same exact thing, which was kind of ironic.
Yeah. What we kind of did, you guys will hear it. There's something that's already made. We'll be releasing it soon. Once we, but since you guys are really interested in it, we'll probably be releasing it sooner than we had expected. But it's done. We just haven't put it. There's a lot of stuff that's done that we haven't posted yet, but we just haven't posted it.
Right. To answer the Slayer Mirrors question, yes, I am pretty bad with the sniper rifle.
Oh. So
hard days, I am.
Bad as an awesome.
not sniper. But there are days where I am decent with the sniper. I kind of suck at headshots. I mainly go for body shots because it's a bigger target.
Fucking lagging piece.
So.
Yeah, he, I remember the one game he played recently where I sniped him, like, I don't know how many times in the face.
You know, three times on last resort, and we lost by 3 points.
I won. He lost.
So have any of us pre-ordered ODST?
And, I did through my work. Actually, if you guys are interested, at Best Buy this week, I'm kind of pimping my work. If you do pre-order a game this week, you get $10 off any other game you want to buy. So let's say if you want to buy Madden or something coming out this week, if you get $10 off the game. So
wow.
if you you pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered ODST about 2 months ago, or actually the day right after they announced it.
Yeah, day one. Me too.
And yeah, I ordered pre-ordered it from GameStop.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Best Buy scoop.
Yeah, that's a good deal, but
actually, sure, and also, if you guys are interested, Best Buy is now starting to price match used games. So, like, we'll price match the new game at the used game price at, like, GameStop.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know who got that idea.
That's not possible.
No, it's rich.
No, I did it three times today,
and I was at work, and we are doing it. And I think it's retarded, but hey, whatever. You know, I can't do it because I work there. So
there's positives and negatives, I guess.
So if you guys want to get the new game at the used game price, come on in.
Hey, G. Lewis, how about that employee discount?
I cannot actually speak about it. I signed a contract that I can't talk about, even though I think I've already told Dust on that. I can't say it on the air. Since we're live, I'm just listening.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. Nobody has any questions for me. I'm sad.
Mom, we have some questions, guys. Well,
one, skip on. Two, three, four.
What did you do with this button? Okay, well, I am the video game specialist of Store 501, which is in Kennesaw, Georgia. Yeah, I know that sounds like my kind of job, and it is. Basically, work everywhere in the store, but if there's like a technical video game question, like somebody came in today and asked me about ODST or asked somebody else, and they had no idea what the game was about, so they had to like come find me and stuff and explain it. But you know, there's just... If we have like any promotions or anything, like the Madden tournament we're going to be hosting on Thursday, I had to come up with the tournament and come up with the TVs and the equipment and, you know, do all the marketing for it. So, more or less, I'm just in charge of the gaming department.
Very nice.
No, I cannot poop in a basket.
What?
I don't know where that came from.
I cannot tell the future. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
The guy, it's not Facehead, I think somebody said. I believe it's not. It's,
it's a guy from TTL.
Yeah, he made us a new intro. It was a while ago.
We're actually we have a new intro song that'll be played on the next episode.
Whoa.
Yep, we're changing it for the third time, we're changing it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Times are changing. Surge Deej.
Was it the one that he made it,
or he hooked us up?
No, he did the voiceover.
He asked him.
He said, "It is
welcome to Odd Tackler the Unofficial." Yeah, he did.
I thought that sounded like him.
Yeah,
we can.
That's him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to
that episode, G. Lewis? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Which one? Sorry.
When we had Zerkstein,
TTL, and Praetorian Guard.
Which one was that? Was that like the one that I, like 189 that I didn't show up for?
Because I think so. Yeah.
I listened to it. I don't. Why was that?
Just because it was about the history of Halo communities and how they went through tough times at the same time we did and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so I thought you'd be really interested in it. So
yeah, I ended up liking the show. That was the one where we got the teabagging question asked about, right?
Right.
Right. And they said we don't do that in the Good Game Network.
Well, then we got tons of responses. The next week is like, oh, we think teabag is really cool.
Well, I was kind of, I don't remember the specifics about it, but I was kind of interested about how it wasn't all the same reasons for why each pod or each community lost members and stuff. It was interesting to see that all happened at the same time, but for different reasons. Well, in my sense, I understood it happened for different reasons. It was just cool. No, I guess it was interesting, not really cool. It sucked that it happened. I wouldn't say it's cool. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, we're still one of the ones that are still out there pretty much leading Halo. I mean, we're not as big as we were, granted, but
we get 14,000 a week.
I think we're pretty much the exclusive podcast right now for Halo. Which is kind of funny because we're getting some of the old people back, and with the MLG update that you've been doing, G. Lewis, you have some potential.
Which I actually need to upload the next episode.
Yes, you do.
Awesome.
My internet at the hotel was horrible. It took a good 2 minutes to load Google the homepage, and I was like, "What?" I mean, we paid $25 for it for a week, and it was just horrible. But anyway,
well, Tyler asks, when do you think Bungie will release more information about Halo Reach?
That's a good question.
I would say
all three of us are experts here, so we're all going to talk at the same time. Okay, go.
I'll go last. I mean,
no, go ahead, G. Lewis.
is Xbox going to be doing like another Let's Big Games convention or the Tokyo Game Show or anything like that? Isn't that coming up not too far away in Penny Arcade?
PAX is right coming up soon, but I don't know what's happening after that.
Isn't PAX in Seattle? Right where they're at? I would assume that's what they would do.
They're showing off ODST there still. They're doing like Firefight demos.
Oh, wait, PAX is in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, also, I could go for that.
I don't think it's going to be till spring of January 2010.
I'm pretty sure that they might release another vid doc.
I'm thinking the next thing that they'll announce for Halo Reach will be after ODST.
Right. They don't want
to. We're not going to hear anything else about it until after ODST.
They don't want to mess up their sales for ODST. You know, if they release something awesome about Reach more than that trailer, then people might just wait, you know, and not get ODST.
Dude, I'm still interested in Halo Legends, for be honest with you. That just looks tight.
Oh, here we go.
Because you missed last week.
What happened?
We had this debate about Halo Legends.
No, we're not going to talk about it.
Okay, well, what do you guys think? Go to bed. Just say it quick.
I am looking forward to it, but I'm really afraid that they might mess it up.
There's one I'm looking forward to, but that's it. Everything else I think is yes, Sam or my rant. Everything else, though, I'm not really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see what happens. I'm confident in Bungie. I'm not confident in Microsoft.
Same. Same for me.
But Frankie was in charge.
Frankie seems to be really up on the Halo lore, and I would like to think he wouldn't release things because he thinks it's going to make money, and it's not like Halo Wars where we're all like, oh, well, they had to put at the end that the ship never reached anywhere. So, you know, I mean, it was just, I hope it's not some kind of thing like at the end of Halo Wars. It's just that, oh, all this stuff happened, but nobody ever saw the ship, so they really don't know. I hope it's not something like that, you know, not something very dumb, like the Flood come at the worst two opportune times in Halo 3, you know, and then that's something you can see coming, or something that's, you know, something that's more believable than, they just never found
the ship. Well, Halo 1, the Flood is really the Master Chief's father.
The Master Chief is really...
Posted on Halo on HBO... a listing of a very general listing of what the episodes are going to be, and we talked a little bit about that last week. So there's different things that it's going to be. Like one of the ones I'm really interested in is they're going to go back to when the kids were recruited, and go through that, how they were kidnapped and put through all their stuff to turn into Spartans.
Wasn't there one about the history of Covenant, more or less, like a quick brief? Mm-hmm. That's what
That'll be cool too. Absolutely. So I have high hopes, but I'm trying to prepare myself for being disappointed.
Lance, here's a question for you. Slayer Mayor says the PC Red Clan still active a lot because there's no news on the Xfire clan page.
Well, the whole point of the Xfire and the Steam clan page is just a better way for people to stay connected, but any news for the clans is not going to appear on there. It's all going to be on the Podtacular site. I mean, if I book an event, just because Xfire and Steam give out reminders, I'll link it up there. But other than that, you won't find any news up there on Xfire or Steam, except for just event listings.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And then Samers also said, when did you first get Steam?
I got Steam when I got the Orange Box and ditched Halo, which was late 08. So,
it's going to be a Risk happy. Halo Wars.
Yeah. And they, not only that, they put out a trailer for it.
Well, the nice thing about Steam is it's pretty much just like Xbox Live for the PC.
Except it doesn't fail.
And there's a whole... there's actually a whole episode back on the Post Game Report about Steam and how well integrated it was, and how actually Valve offered Microsoft to collaborate with them in making the system, and Microsoft turned them down, and then now they have this system that beats out games for Windows Live so well.
Oh yeah,
Windows
Live the fail boat really.
Now that I'm a games for Windows Live user, much to my chagrin, I don't even know that much about Steam, and it's got to be better. I mean, it's got some of the basic features of Xbox Live, but not enough of them to really make it compelling.
Well, they just released Genshin Windows Live 3.0 a few days ago.
And well, I assume that's what I'm using, because, I don't know, do you have to download it, or?
Well, it's there.
Because I just installed Halo 2.
Well, if you just installed Halo 2, then you're going to have to go down and manually update the Xbox stuff.
Well, I will do that.
It's really finicky on when it updates itself.
Gotcha.
Steam, on the other hand, is completely flawless when it goes to update itself.
Yeah.
Which is why it's use Steam instead of
questions.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, the Steam updates are really nice and quick, and they automatically do the update for you, which is really nice. And like, I've had a couple updates recently where it's just updating. It's like, why is this game updating? But I mean, Steam just does a really nice job. They have their web page for basically as the marketplace, and you have your friends, you have your whole server list. And they just do a really good job.
I don't use Steam, so...
You fail, then.
I don't play any computer games.
Until StarCraft 2.
Yeah, and I'm going to get Guild Wars and start playing that. And
It's always better to get games off of Steam, because you can back the games up onto a disc. Right, so you could make your own disk, and I mean, you can take that with you wherever you go. As long as you have Steam on the machine, all you have to do is download the content. There's no limit to how many times you can download it. They have good support.
And the nice thing,
go ahead.
The nice thing about Steam is that you can install it on multiple machines and use the same user account, and it won't bump you off. As long as you're only signed into one computer under Steam, you can play the game on any computer you want.
Yeah.
And they actually, Genshin Windows Live just added that feature into a couple days ago with 3.0, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because now it's like Microsoft's trying to go back and idolize what Steam has done in terms of online gaming.
You want to get back to what's going on the...
Well, Lil Kook says, when are you going to start the Mythic campaign run-throughs?
Those have pretty much been held off because of this and me trying to pull this off, and it's actually done pretty well.
Yeah, this was very cool.
So this was actually very successful, and I'm really pleased with the outcome, although I would have liked to see more viewers, but then again, there were...
We got up to 30, I think, at one point, but...
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
This won't be done on a regular basis as of now. Maybe once we have it more down pat later on, we'll start doing live shows every episode. So we'll see how that goes in the future. But Yeah, so since 200 is going to be done out of the way, I'll have time to do the mythic stuff, and I'm actually going to try to go and practice some stuff first with mythic before I go and just jump in head first.
Yeah, once I get my, I've picked out everything I need to get my setup back. I don't think I mentioned, but I moved out of the fraternity house. Now I'm living back home.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I tell you that, that's why it's been so confusing lately. I've been trying to record, but I'm trying to get my setup going on over here. I got to get a new TV, and I need to buy a new Xbox. I just need to go ahead and do that. And so I'll be helping out too. Instead, I think about buying a capture card.
Antoine. You guys see Antoine's thing?
What do you say?
Well, you have to say it.
Get Fumo to do Mythic.
You don't want him to do it. He's just going to play it on easy.
I don't think half the people even know about that. They don't even know what tech we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole... Yeah. That's actually one of the old episodes.
When Sarcastic Gamer did a thing about Fumo playing on easy, that was hilarious.
And then, like, a week or two after that, they had Fumo on their show.
Yeah.
That whole fiasco was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I guess we're not getting any more questions, so I guess last call, final call, you know, if anybody else wants to submit any more, this would not be stupid. Let's do something serious.
Well, I mean, we've had a couple of questions in here.
Yeah.
Okay, that was no. I have read the books. Oh, well, take that back. I've read the first three books.
I've read The Harvest and the first three.
Yeah, I've read all of them except the most recent one, The Cole Protocol. I still need to do that.
Which one of you guys' favorite?
It's been such a long time, I don't remember which one's my favorite.
I would probably go with Ghost of Onyx, I think.
I like the First Strike and Harvest the most.
From the first
Ghost of Onyx, one I'm thinking of?
I'm going to say First Contact.
Okay.
Oh, you mean Contact Harvest?
No, First Contact.
Uh-huh.
The first book.
That's a Star Wars movie. Or Star Trek movie.
The Flood, you mean?
No, The Flood was Halo 1.
Then Fall of Reach.
And then the First Strike.
That was the one.
Then First Strike, yeah.
First Strike.
Yeah, First Strike. Isn't that what I said? What did I say?
Yeah, that is what you said, sorry.
You said First Contact. Which brought to mind Contact Harvest, which is actually my favorite because it's really
First Strike out of the first three.
Yeah, First Strike. I liked First Strike.
The Flood was.
I couldn't read The Flood. I got like 10 pages in.
It was done by a different author, so it was a little different.
But it was like word for word for the game.
Well,
I'll just go play the game again.
I thought it helped fill in some of the gaps that you didn't see behind the game when you were actually playing.
Not in the first 25 pages or so.
Well, right.
Yeah. I got a question, another question from Samer. She's asking, when will the TF2 clan night start? And the answer to that is whenever I feel like not being lazy about it. I mean, I've been kind of procrastinating with the clan, unfortunately, just due to things that have been happening, but also because pretty much every time we try to get something set up, it's kind of fallen dead because nobody ever appears. So,
That's never happened around podcast before.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we get enough people on board or willing to show up, I'll be willing to give it a try, but, I mean...
Is this TF2 on computer, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what the PC Rec Plan does, right?
I mean, I was clear up for...
Yeah, it's for a PC.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, the Jam Knights. Kook wants to talk about the Jam Knights.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be our last one.
Yeah, the jam notes. Well, I mean, essentially, it's just a custom radio. We all get on Skype, I host the call, and then I just play music through my stereo mix. You know, I'll play some of my own music. I'll take requests from people. And, you know, it's just a good time. You get to hear different music. You discover different things. It's just a whole good time. And it kind of made a game out of it. People get points for correctly guessing the author of the title of the song. And we actually had an all-time record set. Two people managed to pull off positive points in the last session. Chrissy and Lil Kook. Chrissy set an all-time record at, I think it was 10 points, and Kook set the record with positive 3. And, I can't remember who, but somebody set the all-time low at negative 40.
That was for Dustin.
You would think so, but no.
since Lance,
if you guys want to come to it, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, since you usually do them late and it's about the time I go to bed, I haven't been able to hit one yet.
So. Well, the next one's going to be this Wednesday for you guys out there at 8 p.m. Pacific. So you can do a little bit of basic math for
Dusty over there. I go to bed. Of course.
11 for Dusty, I think.
You go to bed at 10:30. We go pretty late into the night.
Yeah. But I mean, it's been really, really successful.
I didn't get mad because you guessed Santana, Little Kook. I got mad because you thought some other guy was Santana. That's why I got mad at you.
Anywho.
And then I just reached up and grabbed my Grammy nominee's 2000 CD and then played the Carlos Santana song.
Yes, Dave! Oh, gosh.
Then while I prepared the next playlist, I made torture them with Britney Spears.
Oh, no. That's mean.
Birthday baby, one more time.
Oh, gosh.
Do-do-do.
Oh, man.
Oh. And then, I can't remember who it was, but somebody said something really stupid, so I made them all listen to Girlicious.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I want to hear that song.
There's a song called Stupid Feces. You can substitute feces with the actual word.
The chicken's jerking my staff.
Okay.
No, that's a Black Eyed Peas.
I know.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Anyway, it's late. We're just saying dumb stuff. Yeah. So you want to go on to those ending remarks there, Dusty? You want me to push you?
I'll go first since you're a little more important than mine, I think.
How's it important?
Because it's bigger. The Podtacular first, where this is
first.
So well, my announcement is I'm going to be bringing back the Pod TV Top 10 that Wolf started, I want to say, a year ago? Does that sound right?
That sounds about right.
He posted one, and KBC hosted another.
It took a long time,
but I talked to Wolf, and he said it was okay for me to start it. So hopefully, I'll have enough time to actually do that. And it'll probably be once a month. And it's not going to be like top 10 series where it's a certain thing each week. It's just going to be the top 10 clips that we from Podtacular. It can be campaign, it can be matchmaking, it can be custom games. It can even be
if you snipe Dusty in the face, you are guaranteed.
It can be firefight.
when it comes out. So.
And I'm actually working away in After Effects, trying to make an interesting introduction for the various Pod TV shows that are going to be starting up.
Awesome.
I already have a really generic one going, but I'm going to be doing some custom ones for various shows in particular.
Yeah, so maybe
those episodes when they start to come out.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be definitely cool.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
I guess I got a few different ones. I'll announce the last one the one that you posted last. MLG will be renaming the show to MLG Live. And are we going to do Podtacular Live every week now? Or is it just this episode?
For the next few episodes, it won't be. This episode special, maybe around 2:10, we'll start doing live shows on a regular basis. Still working out some kinks. If there's a way I can make a audio only stream, we may do that. So, and then that's how I originally wanted to do it. So we'll see how it goes.
Well,
but don't we have to just be on top of a mountain with a giant horn. Some people cars gonna be blowing into it, and then we can shout. carry our show over the hills.
for the MLG show, it will from now on be known as MLG Live because it will be a live show. Eventually, we're gonna evolve it into having clips being posted on the show of video.
Yeah, I mean it'll probably be done here.
Yeah, this page right here. So
yeah,
it'll be more like a. You know, an ESPN type thing. I mean, we're looking to do this serious and a serious face, guys. Serious face. Here we are. anyway, something like that. Something. Pod Radio. We're also going to be doing. Well, I'll be doing probably with a few other people that we have had. Some people saying they would like to do it. I don't actually know if they will or not, but probably once a month for Pod Radio. It'll be a mixture of techno music like PK did and clips from the show, not long clips. we've gone through a few pilots that I've shown to a few different people, and I think we've worked out the kinks. And, I guess this is the big announcement, would you call it that, Dusty?
Yeah. Well, before that, no one has even asked about Halo News.
Huh? Halo News?
Yeah, because that teaser came out, and then nothing happened.
Well, we were going to do something, and then G-Lo's got busy moving around.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Patrick Bow Wow.
It's still going to happen. It's still going to happen. We have some stuff lined up. We just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not dead. We just haven't had time to really work on it.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Shush.
Now, I guess we'll go to the last thing. Dust Army, for what is this, like in 3 weeks, 2 weeks? For those people who will be going to MLG Dallas, we have a special treat in store for you guys at the moment. So far, we will be there. If other people will, it's not really that close. But anyway, I'm getting too far ahead of myself. we'll be doing a hosted location, a LAN party at MLG Dallas for Podtacular members only. It won't be in a hotel room. It'll be in a legit location. That everybody will have more than enough room to bring your stuff and do it. It's going to be a church, so you guys are going to have to be in your best behavior. You don't know. They are letting us use their electricity and their place. It's about 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 20, depending on traffic, north of Dallas. And we're looking to do it for two different nights. There, it'll be Podtacular people only. As far as I know right now, I know Duststorm and myself will be there. Brent says he's going to show up, and a few other people. I mean, I'm talking about like host and Chucky. Did you decide whether or not?
I'm going to take the trip out there, but
I'm ride up to Atlanta. We can ride together, buddy.
Oh, you're going to drive over?
Yeah, man, I'm flying like crazy.
I'm driving from Tulsa.
We live in Tulsa. We live on the East Coast.
Yeah. It's going to be at least 12-hour drive for me.
Yeah, I mean, if we'll talk about it later. If you end up wanting to go, we can maybe work something else out. You know, meet somewhere halfway. we'll see what's going on. But for those guys who will be going out to Dallas, we are going to be doing a LAN party, not in a hotel room. So that's the big thing we got coming out. You know, just bring out your Xboxes, bring your stuff. We'll ask you to provide your own material. You know, pretend like it's a real LAN party, and you bring, you know, your monitor, your Xbox, your
controller. And we don't have a place for you to stay at night, so you can find your own housing.
Yeah. So isn't that a close location?
We're trying to negotiate some good rates on cardboard boxes. Usually the rates for those things are outrageous, but we managed to negotiate some good rates for you guys.
Yeah. And we are trying to find a different location. That's why we haven't really announced the address yet, because we want to get something closer to the venue. But for the size and stuff and for the price, free. This is the best deal we got right now. So,
right. It's the first podcast LAN party that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's ever been even talked about. We even tried to do so.
And as far as I know, we have at least 12 people saying they're going to come.
Whoa! Jeez.
Oh, I heard that.
Why not hook up with the MLG people, huh? Get them involved too.
Yeah, we got a lot of since everything is not completely hammered out yet, but we would like to get it closer, because right now it is not exactly I would call close to the event. It's still in Dallas, but it's not close to where the venue is. We're gonna try to get it closer before we. I mean, it's gonna happen regardless. We got a place. It's gonna happen. But between now and then, we would like to move it closer, you know. So right now we have our backup place that it's going to happen here. If we need, you know, it's like a last resort place. We're trying to move one, get a place closer though. If we do that, we might have to charge like $10 to get in because it's not going to be free.
That's kind of reasonable too.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to probably up front, Dusty and I would have to, or whoever would have to, you know, up front pay some costs, and then we would have to charge people like $10 to come in.
Right.
But that's why it's kind of difficult to get a place closer, because I don't know if a church
costs
closer.
Monies.
If somebody knows of a church closer in Dallas that can let's do it for free, or unless we can do it at like a convention center, like a hotel. I don't want to do a hotel room. Like, we can, but.
Rather not.
So, anyway, we'll announce that it will happen, and we'll release the date 2 weeks out, and we'll release the time and the address 2 weeks out, just so we can. We're still trying to find a place closer, but for right now, we do have a place. So, get excited! And then it's gonna be we're all gonna be meeting each other for the first time. We'll be doing a live capture.
We're doing quite a few live stuff. We'll do some, see if we can get some live interviews going.
Yeah.
And those interviews will play back on some podcasts. We might even record a podcast there.
Yeah, well, but right now we're going to have a live feed from the location, and that will be playing on a certain TV, you know, and you guys can pick it up through the internet. I believe we're going to try to do it through this same streaming that you guys are at now.
Most likely. Yes.
And if we can figure out a way to do a webcam through there too, so we can, you know, update people what's going on, we'll do that as well. So but right now, we got the basics of it. So I mean, Dustin and I just thought about this maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So we've at least got a place and got a, you know, something that will work, but we're trying to get move it closer. Something that's decent, same amount of size and stuff, you know, because we're planning like 20, 25 people, maybe more than that to show up.
And we'll be taking pictures and logging this stuff on
Facebook and tagging and everything.
That's awesome, because a couple times people have said that, and then there'd be like two pictures and like half an interview. So I'm really looking forward to you guys doing it, because I know you guys will do it well.
Yes.
We're definitely looking forward to it, and I finally got my spectator pass for MLG Dallas, so I'm definitely going.
Yes. Yes, sir. It's going to be a fun time for everybody who's going to be
out. It is.
Be excited.
So, that's the big announcements that we have for y'all.
Sorry, explaining kind of lame. We're just very tired.
Hey, let's try and hang in there for the next 6 minutes so we can call it 5 hours.
This was show tunes.
Well, the call would show be 5 hours. I mean, the stream is only 4.
Yeah, this is pretty epic.
Yeah, the show is about.
We'll probably edit it down. We'll probably edit it down to be a lot.
We'll see what we get with it.
I think if we take out all the non-Halo stuff, it'll be a lot shorter.
Yeah,
but anyway. I'm okay with that idea.
Is there anything you want to talk about, Lancelot? About anything going on?
Well, I mean, the only things really happening at the moment is the jam nights. I mean, we've been having a lot of success with those. People who have come out have been, you know, we've been having a lot of fun with it. It's been a great time. Everybody has been really good about it so far. I haven't had any problems with it.
Why don't you tell them where you can, I mean, you have a separate Skype account and you have the forum thread, so why don't you tell them that info?
Oh, yeah. Well, the forum thread is in the show and community discussion section. It's just called Community Jam Nights. If, you know, everything there, the Skype account and everything is listed in there, and as we go along, I'll continually post dates for them, as well as on the front page. I'll post times and dates of upcoming nights. So, it's just a good amount of fun. We don't just play music, but we also do comedy sketches. And the current running favorite is the Boot to the Head.
I can only imagine what that is.
It's some guy's will. I'll leave it at that. I can actually stream it in right now if you want.
I think we'll save that for another time, because it's getting late.
I'm tired, so.
It's almost 1 o'clock for me. I'm going to be up late in the morning.
It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
We'll be potting in the middle. Oh, man. Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
I went to this one party while I was on my vacation to Toronto, and we didn't end up getting back to the place we were staying at until like 5 in the morning.
Oh gosh.
Because we stayed out really late, and then my cousin got lost on the way back. It wasn't because we didn't have a map, it's because there was so much construction everywhere. It was ridiculous. It's like closed road, closed road, closed road. This one's open, but no, it doesn't go anywhere.
Wow.
It was pretty funny. We're getting kind of frustrated at this point. So we're just trying to find a way back. And I look out the window, and there's these two really, really drunk guys just falling over each other on the sidewalk. It's just drunk hysterical. Guys. They're like drunk grabbing on the random street posts and stuff. So I just started laughing at them. But my cousin thought that I was laughing at her because we were lost and she had no idea how to get back. So she turns around in the seat and she's like, "Don't laugh at me! This isn't funny!"
I think that the craziest night I ever had was the night I gave a homeless man a piggyback ride.
What?
What?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing I've ever done is smoke a napkin, but, I mean, that doesn't compare at all to that.
Anyway, I just figured I'd just go out. We were going out some homeless people.
Homeless people are fun.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap stuff up. Quick thanks and shout-outs to Bungie for the Halo franchise that we all have come to know and love very much. And was
except
made,
for me.
Except for Lance.
Actually, you don't like Gearbox? Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's a decent game.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout-outs to the Waffle, the WaffleIron.net. They provide our web hosting,
And yeah, my homeboy fiber optic.
Yes, fiber.
Managed to have free web hosting, thanks to Lancelot and his negotiating skills. So thanks again to Fiber for continued support in trying to debug our forums over and over and over again. Thanks to
one time our forums crashed all their servers.
Oh yeah, the search engine. That was
cool. Yeah. That was a fun day.
That was a nightmare. Thanks to Libsyn for our podcast hosting. We use them to host all of our episodes.
Even though we have to pay for it, we still love you.
Yeah.
It's quite expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
reasonable, but it still costs. Yeah.
Right.
It's
pretty, it could be. It could be much worse.
Yeah. I don't pay for that much expensive.
So, thanks to everyone in the community for your dedication to the show, posting on the forums and just making the community what it is. Thanks for followers on Twitter, followers on Facebook, people who review us on iTunes. We really appreciate you guys doing all that, really keeping up, really pushing the community forward and keeping up all the hard work. Thanks to Lewis Wu at halo.bungie.org. He has actually come out and hosted some of our the first Pod TV episodes and some of our other content. So I just want to give a big shout out to him, and we've been posting our episodes over there recently, so thanks to him for getting that news out to the rest of the Halo world that we're coming back in action. Special thanks to Rice Snack Ross for his most epic keep on fragging trucks that he decided to send in to us.
Good job. Very good job.
Yeah, it was definitely long.
Yeah.
But definitely worth it. And we thank everyone who decided to submit to that thread and really make that really well. It was good in my opinion. It could have been better. It could have been cleaned up a little more. But overall, it kind of covered Podtacular of what Podtacular is.
Yeah. Next time we do this, let's make a requirement that all posts have proper punctuation.
That would be very helpful.
Well, how can you punctuate a sentence that's two pages long?
You can put commas.
It's not really a sentence.
People basically kept on adding on to other people's posts, and then they put dot on the end. So
there's no way that could have been.
I think what he did was basically copy pasted everything into one long. Okay. Necessary.
I liked it.
So it was pretty good.
Yeah.
There's
also publication. We haven't mentioned any of Arbitration's work.
I'm getting there. thanks to Lil Kook for his little historical montage of Podtacular for putting that together. I kind of read him on a few things and he had to try it three times before I finally accepted it. So big shout outs to you for sticking it in there and producing a quality montage. And then we have Arbitration, who has been working on the Podtacular Mosaic project, taking the
Avatar XBL images, and also I think something else. He's taking four avatars, XBL icons, and something else.
Well, he took the avatars from the site, and then some of the Xbox Live Halo 3 avatars.
Oh, and yeah, and the Halo 3 emblems, yeah. That's a third thing he was taking.
Right. So he put all those in to make the little Podtacular logo that's on the top left part of the forums. So he did that, put together, and he gave me some statistics on it. A thousand, 10,000 different tiles.
to make a picture that's more than 50,000 by 50,000 pixels. And it will be the pod art for this episode when it gets released. And it will be posted up in the forums as well. He'll make a post up when the episode is released. So thanks to him for putting that, for everyone who helped him out with that, submitting suggestions for people to include, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone else who we didn't mention or we should have mentioned that has contributed to some way to Podtacular. And again to Fumo, Spellcheck, Captain Crunk, for being on the show. So for them taking their time out of their day to come talk with us, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
thanks to you guys for hanging in with us for better part of 4 hours.
Yeah, our dedicated 11 viewers.
The call is currently 5 hours, 5 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Yeah, and we actually have only 40 minutes of recording time left on the live stream. We've been recording for four hours and 20 minutes.
So as we can only record it for a certain amount of time?
Well, it records it and stores it locally so you can go play it back later.
Oh,
so gotcha. Actually, I might be able to.
You can play live this craziness over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Are we going to have the room on the Libsyn to upload this?
Yeah, we'll have enough room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we upgrade our storage.
Okay, so it's not going to fill up our month's quota.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Nice.
Unless you guys have anything else to say, I think this is a wrap, right?
Yep, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So, wrap
it up.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And a special little treat for you guys who hang in. I'm queuing up the intro again, so if you guys want to see that, stay tuned.
You make me cry again.
This is intro.
This is the intro you missed?
I was not here.
Oh, yes. You are about to experience the awesomeness.
Is it on the live feed?
Yeah.
Yeah, so after we go off, you got to unmute.
Hold on. I already deleted it. Hold on, okay.
No!
I knew we were finished, so I turned it off. Okay, it's back on.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Next week we're actually going to take off a week.
We are?
Since I'm here at home, and I've put a lot of effort into making this happen, that I'm really wanting to take a break for a bit. So we'll probably be recording the next MLG episode this week. So I'm going to take a week off of the main show to recuperate from all the preparation I put into 200.
Need some rest.
Yeah. So, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging Anus Armor.